comedian.
The upper room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Just let some father!
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome in to another funky fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1272. It's our caller number, 347-850-1272. Let me do this first. Mwah. Kisses for all the girls in the world, the exception of one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, tonight, we're having some fun tonight. First of all, QLD, the question of the day. Name 10 things not to do on the first day. Plus, we're playing tonight, name that sample. You think you are a music connoisseur? We're going to find out tonight. We have your news, we have your weather, we have the three-minute commentary, the bump you song, the old-school Get Hype song, and What's So Damn Funny. 2.5 hours of nothing but nonsense and madness. We're here to make you laugh, and hopefully we'll accomplish that. It is time now for that news update and the three-minute commentary. Then on the other side, the very best of the business, it's the J. Rouse Show. It is the Saturday edition. T.O., can we get this party started in 3, 2, 1, T.O.?
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are loud and serious. The number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The latest fighting in Syria is spilling into nearby northern Lebanon again. Gunfire in the Lebanese port city of Tripoli, exchanged between opponents and supporters of the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad. At least 25 people have died there as Syrian government forces, backed by the Lebanese Hezbollah militant group, wage a battle for control of the nearby Syrian city of Qusair. Secretary of State John Kerry, due to be in Paris on Monday to meet with Russian Foreign Minister on the crisis in Syria. Today, though, he's in the Ethiopian capital for the 50th anniversary of the African Union. As NPR's Gregory Warner reports from Addis Ababa, the secretary praised Africa's booming economies and said the U.S. should invest more in the region.
The United States was the first non-African nation to join the African Union when it formed 50 years ago in the heyday of African independence. Today, Kerry says that the U.S. needs to catch up in investing in the region.
Russia, Brazil, China are investing and moving to take advantage of the economic possibilities of growth and development in Africa. The United States has been behind on that, and we need to change that.
Accounting for inflation, Africa's GDP has doubled in the past decade. Kerry also urged the president of Nigeria to stop his government soldiers from committing atrocities in the name of fighting terrorism. Last week, Nigeria deployed more troops to regions in the north controlled by Islamist militants. This AU summit continues through the weekend. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Addis Ababa.
There's word of a train crash in Missouri. A sheriff's dispatcher in Scott County tells a Reuters news agency that two freight trains have collided at an intersection. The crash has apparently ignited a fire and triggered the collapse of a highway overpass. Five people in cars are reported injured, as well as two train conductors. Air Force Chief General Mark Welsh says the automatic budget cuts, known as sequestration, have driven the Air Force over what he calls a readiness cliff. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Welsh says the armed forces cannot plan for the future without clear budget guidelines from Congress.
The Air Force has had to idle a number of fighter squadrons to save money. General Welsh says that means pilots won't be ready when they're called on, for example, for a possible no-fly zone over Syria. Welsh told reporters that his service has been suffering for many months from a cascade of budget cuts.
And now full sequestration has driven us over the readiness cliff. Sacrificing that readiness negates many of the strategic advantages of air power that this nation enjoys, and that's always a bad idea if you can avoid it.
Welsh says that sequestration also makes it almost impossible for the Air Force to plan because Congress hasn't told the military how long these cuts will last. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Well, guys, it happened once again. You guys know, I get caught up in my YouTube moments and I start watching YouTube for hours. I mean, this is something that I've been doing for a very long time, and today was no exception. This morning I got up and started watching YouTube for some odd reason. I wanted to hear some Layla Hathaway, and I ran across a clip where Layla Hathaway was doing a tribute to Michael Jackson. So all of a sudden I went down this whole avenue of checking out Luther Vandross and Michael Jackson. And let me tell you something, folks. And I found myself getting emotional because, you know, even, you know, what are we talking, 4 years later? The death of Michael Jackson is still hard for me to comprehend. It's something that, you know, I still can't get my arms around. The fact that this man that was so talented, this man who had all the potential in the world, this man who was known as the King of Pop, is no longer on the face of this earth. His voice has been silenced forever. And that's a tough pill to swallow. But then I started looking at Luther Vandross videos. That's another guy. I mean, to me, the death of Luther Vandross really and truly did not get, in my opinion, the type of exposure, the type of coverage that it really needed to get. Because as far as one of our true singers, you can't find anyone, as far as I'm concerned, that can get down like Luther Vandross. Another person that reminds me of Luther, and not as far as, you know, the type of style or voice is Layla Hathaway. Layla Hathaway is another one. She is a pure singer. And these people don't get, you know, get the recognition that they so well deserved. I guess what I'm trying to say is I got caught up in one of those loops, folks. You know, reminiscing. I mean, reminiscing is always good, especially when you get to a certain point in your life where you start looking back at the things that you've done throughout your career or throughout your journey. And it takes you back. The one thing I can always say that I'm so thankful that I have all my facilities and I have the ability to sit back and reminisce. You know, today's show, for example, it's going to be a fun show, even though we're playing, you know, Name That Sample. We're going to play a lot of music from back in the day. It's going to take me back to when I used to put my starter gear on and watch Michael Jordan play with the Chicago Bulls. So it's going to be fun today. I guess in closing, all I'm trying to say is that I really and truly miss Michael Jackson. I really and truly miss Luther Vandross. And I want us to take the opportunity to really think about what we've, you know, what we've had and what we lost. And to appreciate singers like Layla Hathaway, who is just that pure voice. Talking about the voice, there it is, folks. There it is. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm gonna make you do what I do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
What's crack-a-lackin' with you, man? Does it sound like the freaking station is staticky or something?
No, man, I heard everybody just said about my beautiful wife, Layla Hathaway, and, you know, and man,
I'm asking you about sound, and you're talking about Layla Hathaway. I'm saying, how does our voices sound?
I just said it sounded, you, maybe you can't hear me. I said it sounded okay. I appreciate you talking about my beautiful wife. Maybe you can't hear. Maybe you're deaf.
Hey, hold on, brother. Who you raising your voice at, homie? Who you raising your voice at?
Punk-ass bastard.
Hey, watch your mouth, Mr. Ellis. What the hell is wrong with you?
Because I answered the damn question. And you want to act like I didn't?
You know what, man? You have an attitude problem, man. I see right
now,
there,
right,
man.
I
we got to tighten up your damn shot group.
Something
I'm funny. Tired of you, and I'm tired
something
of that nonsense.
You, ass.
I think... What you say?
Solve it for me, punk ass. How about
tell
that?
You something. I didn't even hear what you said. See, that's how crazy this crap sounds.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
I didn't hear what you said. It sounds like Uncle Boogie to me. What did you say, Mr. Elias?
I said, solve it for me, punk ass. Solve it for me. How about that?
You know, man, you're an angry black man. You are angry black man.
I'm
not
angry,
going to participate. Yes, you are. You are
and
angry. You're the reason why white people are scared of black folks. You. You're the reason why.
You're the reason why it is what it is. I answered your question, and I was going on to something else, but because your black ass didn't hear it,
I'm proud of you, sir. Okay, thank you, Mr. Elliott. You know what? God bless you, too. God bless you. Jesus needs to save your life. Hallelujah. Let's bring somebody else.
How about Jesus?
Bring
your life.
Oh, my God. Raining men for earnest.
I'm scared of black men.
I told you. We are Ratchet Ernest. What's going on with you, Big Daddy?
Oh, man. How is... And by the way, it is staticky on the host line, but it seems to be streaming okay when people are listening. So I think we're just going to have to bear through it. I am doing great. I am so happy to hang out with some of my favorite and favorite people and absolutely the best radio personalities in the world right here, right now. I sound like I'm doing a commercial, but how y'all doing? I'm in a good mood.
Are you really? So what did you do? Why are you in a good mood, Ernest? Why are you in a good mood?
Well, and I'll tell you about it in 10 good minutes. It's been a rough week, but and it's rainy and cold outside right now. It's like a New England or an England winter day. It's just, it's about 40 or 50 degrees. It's raining, the wind is blowing, but you know, I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy that folks are okay in Oklahoma, and I'll tell you more about that in 10 good minutes. So, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And I've been watching the show Breaking Bad. I don't know if you guys watch it, but I started doing a little marathon, watching all the shows. I've never seen it before, and this show is it's flipping my lid, man. This is a crazy show. So, I'm kind of hyped up right
what?
Now. Breaking Bad. It's on AMC. It's got Bryan Cranston and some other folks in it, and it's about a chemistry teacher in high school who finds out he has lung cancer, and he doesn't have the money to get through the treatment and make sure his family's okay. So through a course of events, he turns out to be a meth dealer, and because he's a chemistry teacher, he ends up making the most pure meth on the streets, and the story ensues from there. So it's a very interesting show.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Well, without any further ado, let's bring in our tuna fish sandwich. Tuna.
Tuna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. Is that it? Yeah?
Oh.
You like
wow.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
On the fire brigade. Bees
had
a vibrator on
fire.
That's what she said. It's time to jam. Momo BZ in the heezy, the sheezy. What's up, me-me-me-me-Z?
What's up? Hey, and how are you doing? Hello, J-Rob, I'm Jelly S, and the one and only Ernest. How is everybody this evening?
We're doing great, Momo B.
It's good here, man. It's good here. How you doing, Momo?
I am fantastic. I am great. It's nice and warm and hot in, you know, Florida. So everything's
Ooh, I envy you, girl. It's cold here in New York right now. Really cold snap going on in May. Yeah. How is it in Houston, by the way? Should we do the weather right now?
It's a little warm here, Ernie. It's a little warm here. It's a little warm here. But we have some more clouds going on, so hopefully we can... You know, hopefully we have a good Memorial Day weekend. Of course, it is Memorial Day weekend, and what's up, y'all? Welcome in. 15 minutes after the hour, it's the J-Ryle Show. And, of course, I want people to remember Memorial Day for what it really means versus, you know, everybody, when you say Memorial Day, they're thinking barbecue chicken, and, you know, and a day off from work. But, you know, keep in mind the people who lost their lives, and whether you believe in war or not, still people sacrifice their lives. So remember the true meaning of Memorial Day, and it's not just for you to stuff your face with barbecue ribs. So now, anyway, Momo BZ in the heezy, what have you done today, productive sweetheart?
Is it a difficult
question? I mean, did I hurt you? Did
we
I
need a minute to interrupt your train of thought there, Momo BZ.
I know.
Dang.
I spent some money and kept that going in circulation. Hey, how about that?
Oh, you helped out the economy.
Yes, you spent some money and kept it going in circulation.
Yes.
Now, hey, J-Ryle, I have a feeling that the economy is not the only thing Momo V's been stimulating this weekend, but I'm going to leave that right there.
Now, when you said you spend money, now did you spend money on the right side of the fence?
I used to move illegal substance
on the wrong side of the fence. Which way did you spend money this weekend? That's all I want to know.
I love that.
Now talk to me, baby. Yes.
No, I have some family that's coming down to South Beach on Thursday,
and boy,
we're gonna turn that mother out.
So families coming down. Do they have a trunk full of illegal substance? I mean, talk to me, Momo, because you know when you say you contributed to, you know, to the economy, we have to be careful, you know.
You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you?
Don't you smoke crack? We don't know. Okay.
All right, well, listen.
First of all, the truth meter. First of all, let me say this, that we're working on the sound. So I'm in contact with our very famous BTR technicians. Hopefully they can fix the choppiness because it sounds a little choppy. It sounds like Aqua Boogie is going on. So,
you know what, though, on the other end, though, Jay, when people are streaming it on your BTR page, because I was listening to ERN at the beginning of, you know, during the intros and everything, and it sounds fine on the other side. It's just on the phone that it's weird when you're listening. Yeah, just like an audience or a person would listen to the show. I didn't hear one hiccup in the stream for ERN, and I'm certainly getting some choppiness on the phone like you are, yeah.
Okay, well,
that's why I said earlier we may just have to endure it, because I think maybe people are hearing it okay, but on the phone, we may just have to suffer through it for the next couple hours, so who knows.
Oh, okay. All right.
Just a thought.
Well, listen, if you tuned in, what you say, Mimo? What you say?
Wait a minute, let me ask you a question. How does Ernest sound to you when he talks?
I mean, it all sounds choppy to me. I mean, you know, it sounds choppy.
Yeah, you're
so
a little choppy to me as well, you know.
Well, you're choppy to me, so I'm hearing it perfectly, and I'm glad.
And even when
I can't even hear Miss Elliott saying nothing. He always got to be quiet.
Well, you're on the phone now, so he ain't even going to try.
Well, you know, like we always do, well, listen, let me just say this. Kathy Tyson, which is the beautiful, lovely support operator for BTR, saying that she and another person, she kind of fine too. She says she and another person is listening and there's no issues. There's no sound issues at all.
Yeah.
So I just want to say to Kathy, with your fine self, thank you so much for...
That was a cheap-ass phone.
Hey, well, hold on, Mr. Elias. Watch your damn mouth. Because the bottom line is, you sound choppy. Okay, I'm just telling you.
Maybe it's your cheap ass phone that's messing everything up. Is what I'm saying.
I think it's just
okay.
The phone line, but for some reason when it's going back out to people, it sounds fine, so who knows?
All right, well, I'll tell you what. She's saying that it looks good.
As long
she
as it doesn't lock up,
good.
Man, and we can't get to switchboards or nothing, I think we're going to be okay. Let's just not
well, I
hope
think we're
going
to,
you know,
just grin and bear it, I guess.
Stop
just
it,
grin and
stop
damn
it.
Bear
don't put a bad hex on it. Shut your mouth. Don't put a bad hex on it, man. Think positive right now.
Shut up. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. Now, listen, if you were here on Wednesday, we had a situation that happened. Ernest want to talk about something in 10 good minutes. I have something to talk about as well. I want to give you guys a follow-up on a story that we talked about on Wednesday. A young lady took our advice, and I have the results of what she did. But you know what time it is,
ooh,
don't you?
Yeah. I say pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good
ten
minutes.
Minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Red Zone. And 10 Good Minutes is where we just talk about things that are not on topic, whatever's on our mind. And before we get into 10 Good Minutes, I just want to, you know, like I said before, I'm in contact with the very lovely Kathy Tyson. And she says she's still listening.
Hey, Kathy Tyson.
Let me read what she said, Miss Deliette. She says, look, I am still listening. You are fine. Well, baby, you are too, girl. Mwah. All righty, then. So now, Ernest.
Shit, she must have never seen your face.
Hey, man, shut up, Mr. Elias. Watch your mouth. Watch your damn mouth. Okay, so now, Ernest, you had a story to bring up during 10 Good Minutes because I want to do a follow-up on what we talked about on Wednesday. So, Ernest, the floor is all yours, Big Daddy. What you want to talk about?
Well, and I'll try to keep it brief because I know you have something you want to talk about, but I'm gonna tell this in two parts, and there's a reason. Monday, I have my mom's cousin, Connie, who's roughly my mom's age, lives in Oklahoma City, back home with all my family, and she watches children during the daytime. So she has about 5 kids at her house through the day, and she babysits, you know, young little kids, you know, before they, maybe kindergartners, you know, kind of have a half day of school and preschoolers, things like that. One of the children she watches is my cousin Selena, her little 4-year-old boy, Lucas. Okay, so having said that, Monday, perchance, just totally random, I pulled out my tablet, my Galaxy Tab, and I have the Channel 9 news app. Channel 9 is the CBS affiliate in Oklahoma City, really well-known station. If you've ever been through Oklahoma, you know who Gary England is on the weather and all that. So I see a tornado. It's live streaming. I see a tornado. I call my friend Travis from high school, and I said, is this like a rerun? Because there was a tornado the day before outside of town. And he said, oh, no, this is live. It's not. They're not repeating anything. This was just as the tornado formed. So for the next, this was about 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central when it formed. For the next 40 minutes, I watched this thing move through Moore, Oklahoma, which is where a lot of my family lives. Thinking, okay, well, when it happened in 99, the tornado kind of went in between everybody's houses because it was a little bit different path. It was the same trajectory, but a little bit different area. And so then all of a sudden I start getting texts when it's over. And I start getting texts from Selena and from her sister Carmela, my other cousin, and from my brother Jason, who lives in California, and says they can't find Lucas anywhere, the little boy. And so then I'm trying not to call anybody because the lines are busy, but they can text. They can't call, but they can text, which is weird. So Selena, who works close to Moore, gets down to Moore, and Connie's house is gone. The blocks and blocks.
Wow.
If you look on a map and find Southwest 16th and South Santa Fe, it's right in the middle of the tornado path. The house is gone. All the houses are gone. Selena cannot find Lucas, Connie, the children anywhere. That's all we know.
Wow.
So for the next 2 hours, she's like, you know, Carmela texted me and said, can you get into Selena's Facebook, see if any of the other mothers are trying to email her because we don't really have great service. We can't get on Facebook or whatever. And so I do that. There's nothing in there. Everybody's just asking what's going on. What happened was the tornado hit while Connie was watching the children, including my little cousin Lucas. The people in the area, when it was over, found her on top of the 5 children, protecting them, under the rubble of the house. Pulled them out, and I think one of the other children's relatives or something were in the area, came by, saw them, and said, you know, come to our house. You know, where you can be safe and get out of the weather, and because it was still raining for a while and everything. So Selena didn't know that. Selena gets down to Moore, can't get very far into Moore because of debris. She actually, this is so Oklahoma, she finds somebody with a tractor. Now, this is in the middle. Somebody's got a tractor or a bulldozer or something out. And she's like, you have to give me a ride down here so I can find my child. So she hops on the back of like a caterpillar type thing. And they take her a half a mile down the road. And that's when she starts panicking, like, where is my son? Where's Connie? As it happens, she finally figured out that they had been evacuated. She found them. I get a text 2.5 hours later that says Selena has Lucas. So it was, I had the tablet in front of me the whole time for about 4.5 hours watching Channel 9 News. And, you know, there's nothing I can do in New York. But I was just, I was like, I didn't know what to do. My brain was just spent, you know, trying to text people. And my aunt called me crying. And she's like, you know, Lucas is, we can't find Lucas. And I'm going down there to Moore to try to help find him. And it was all very harrowing. And I can't imagine what my cousins and my aunt and everybody there went through. But my cousin Connie and Martin did lose their house. They are okay. Martin was at work. They are okay. Maybe a few bumps and bruises. Lucas is fine. And Selena's a little shaken up, but it hit, and it hit hard. I'd never seen the flattening of a house quite like that. That was one heck of a tornado, very much like the 1999 one. So that's what happened this week.
Oh, that was 10 bad minutes.
Yeah. That was,
no,
yeah,
we still got 4 minutes. We got 3 minutes.
I don't know what kind of watch you looking at, but we don't have 3 minutes to talk about what we need to talk about. That's okay. We have a 2.5 hour show. We can definitely bring it in. Well, first of all, let's say that we're
okay.
Glad. Yeah, we're glad that everyone's fine. That's the most important thing. I mean, we were talking about that on Wednesday. I mean, what happens if you find yourself in that situation? What would you do? I mean, you know, how would you react? And so, you know, so we're glad that everyone was – I'm glad that there's a happy ending to the story where in some
cases – there was a very happy ending.
There are most people who are not, you know, that their stories ended somewhat differently. So I'm glad – and this,
and
these
I keep
are family
telling people,
members,
you know, you can donate – sorry, go ahead.
These are family members?
They are family members. Connie is my mother's cousin, and Selena is my first cousin. She is Aunt Barbara and my mother were sisters. So Selena and Carmela are really like my brother and I's sisters. We don't have sisters. They don't have brothers. It was kind of just the four of us growing up. So they really are like, we are like brothers and sisters to each other. So, yeah, they're very immediate family. I mean, I was with all of them when I went home last year when Mom died and the whole bit, so...
good.
Yeah, and I can tell people you can still donate $5 if you text the word Red Cross, all one word, to 90999. It's a $5 donation. You can go to redcross.com and donate any amount, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS and donate specifically for the Oklahoma victims. So, you know, $5 isn't a lot of money, but if a lot of people did that, that's a lot of money to help those people. And, you know, a lot of people have insurance. Some may not. But it's really about immediate relief. You know, Connie and Martin have two grown children, a boy and a girl. So they have a place to go and to stay. But, you know, to start over and rebuild, they're in there probably around 60 to 65. That's what my mom was when she passed, and they grew up together. So they're in their early 60s. That's a heck of a time in life to start over again, you know, from scratch.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, so listen, once again, glad that the family's okay, and we're glad that, once again, it's not a happy story, happy ending. I guess they have their lives, but, you know,
it's
just
a very
the beginning
happy
of everything
ending.
That
it's
they
a
have to
it's
do.
A,
Yeah, absolutely. It's a happy
but
ending.
But it's a good
but
ending. People are alive, Jay, and so many people died during that. You know, what was it, a couple, I think it was 24 people, they said 20, I forget,
yeah.
I didn't hear the final count, but, you know, we're lucky. We've never been hit by a tornado until now, and everybody came out alive. So houses can be replaced. Human beings cannot. So I'm
there you go. Well said.
That's why it's
well
a good
said.
Week.
No.
That's why it's a good week.
Very good week. All right. 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by...
10 Good Minutes on the Saturday edition has been sponsored by the Rib Zone, home of the $14.95 all-you-can-eat barbecue rib buffet. Do we have to say any more? They're at 5020 Highway 78 inside the Best Western across from Arby's with that fake barbecue shit. Tell them that the crew of the Saturday edition on the TJRS Radio Network sent you. Baby, pull up a plate, sit down, and have you some barbecue, the best in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's what I'm talking about.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening. I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
I'm meteorologist Scott Lariamore. Our three-day forecast calling for a fairly quiet holiday weekend across the country for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Very nice here across the south, the Gulf Coast, the southeast, looking fantastic with some cool mornings and mild afternoons. Unfortunately, some showers and thunderstorms continue to rumble here in the heart of the country throughout the holiday, especially in Missouri, parts of Iowa, and southern Illinois, where we have a stalled-out front that's going to just kind of keep some showers and thunderstorms in the forecast from the Dakotas down to the Ozarks. Southeast, East Coast looking good for Saturday and Sunday. Southwest looking nice and quiet into the holiday weekend. Temperatures cool on the California coast in the 60s. See triple-digit numbers in the Southwest and below-average temperatures up in Seattle and Portland in the Pacific Northwest. All right, for Monday, for the holiday itself, continuing to see the chance for some showers and thundershowers right in the heart of the country. Iowa, Missouri, parts of Illinois, and into western Ohio. But the south stays dry, the east coast looking dry, south central U.S. dry for the most part, just some spotty showers out on the west coast.
I'm Rick Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
Dog.
Yo, Herb, take it from the top. One, two.
I ain't scared of you, mother. I'm going to tell you something straight off the motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shot, this whole room get dark. Kick it!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Show me the money.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
Show me the money.
It is Saturday.
Oh, yeah, folks, it is Saturday, 36 minutes after the hour. Welcome back in, 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show Sugar, on a beautiful Saturday, hanging out with the Peaks, my boy, Mr. L.E.S. What's up there, partner?
Who you with?
Who you with? Momo BZ in the Heezy.
Doing it, you know. Straight up doing it, you know.
What you doing? Is it legal what you're doing? That's the question for you.
We know what she's doing. We know what she's doing.
Uh-huh. You recognize that voice. That's Big E in the house. Big E!
How is everybody? Good to be here. Good to be here.
That you guys are in. Listen, folks, coming up, the QOD, the question of the day. Plus, we're going to play Name That Sample. You guys think your music connoisseur?
Ooh,
let's go with that knowledge. But still, as you think you're music, you know music, huh? You're a music connoisseur, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to test that knowledge today.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as always, we're going to say hello to some folks because I know we say we're going to do that and we never do it. So we'll do that third set. We'll say hi to some peeps. Hang out with us if you like, and we'll
love
make sure that we
love
say hello. We love the peoples. Now, listen, on Wednesday, we had a situation that we dealt with. A friend of mine wanted me to ask the peeps on the show about a situation that she was going through. And so we all gave our answers. But before we get into that a little bit, let's bring in you know.
Oh, hell.
Sex is for sex.
You send me swinging.
Leave your panties at the door.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex.
Oh,
no, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
We know.
I was weird.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave? Why am I gonna leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Six.
Oh man, Mr. Lewis is last here for the time. What's going on, Mr. Lewis?
Hey.
Yeah,
what?
A lot of people were happy to hear you. Jesus Christ, what the hell was all that? It sounded like we were at Targany Hall or something. So, Miss Terry, hey, baby.
Hey, Momo B. Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, Ernest. Hey, Elias.
I'm here,
but I've been shook up, and I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
We're a community radio show. Share your shooken up with us.
Whoa,
maybe we can unshake you.
We had an earthquake in California.
Whoa, today? Oh,
and
wow.
The other day we had an earthquake, and I felt it in Sacramento, and it was like, I don't know how many miles away from me, but I just see life in a whole different...
Have you ever been in an earthquake the whole time you've lived in California, Miss Terry?
No, I remember when I was small, but I don't remember the actual feeling. I mean, the feeling of the earth moving under your feet is a trip.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
You know, I lived in L.A. for a mere 7 months in 1990, and there was an earthquake outside of L.A., but in L.A. it registered about a 4.5 to 5. And I tell you what, it's the scariest, most helpless feeling you ever have because where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? It's not like a tornado where you can get the cellar.
I was just laying here with my daughter, and because I have anxiety, so I instantly went into an anxiety attack after that. So I've been screwed up for the last 2 days.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Did it knock over anything in your house?
Huh?
Did it knock over anything in your house?
No. No, it didn't. It's just a... It's like a dizzy, a real, all of a sudden you're just sitting there, and then it's a real dizzy feeling just in your stomach. You want to throw
it's
up.
It's very
That's
disorienting. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I can't even explain it, but I'm like, oh, no. The next day I sat here and talked to God all day long.
I knew something was wrong. I knew there was a tornado was going around here for something. Jesus, I knew something was wrong. Lord have mercy. Okay,
you
that's what it was.
Jesus
the earth
all
was
day.
Shaking. Oh, my God.
Jesus just
Woo.
Saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Lord have mercy. Jesus, he sure did. Wow.
I'm telling you, you had an epiphany.
That's what you're trying to say. All of a sudden, you were like,
I'm getting ready to change a lot of shit. I'm serious.
Now, hold on now. You on chairs and you start cussing already. What the hell is wrong with you? You ain't changing that damn much.
I don't know about all this.
Apparently,
shit,
the earthquake wasn't strong enough because she sounds like the same Miss Terry that we've always been.
Hey, she's scared.
She sounds a little scared.
I'm gonna change my
ear. She sounds a little scared. I hear some greatness in her voice. Yeah, because I'm an earth sign.
So when an earth sign, your feet are to the ground, and when you feel the ground coming. Moving under you, that's like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going to happen next? You know, I stayed up all night, because old people always tell you when you feel one, a big one's coming. You know, people always tell you that, so I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm waiting for the next one, you know, but I'm okay today.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Look, you need to get out of California because one day California, like Las Vegas, is going to be waterfront property because there ain't going to be no California. You need to get the hell out of there, girl.
But then I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know if I can deal with no tornado. I'm like, maybe, I don't know.
At least you can get in the cellar for a tornado. With an earthquake, you're just there. I mean, where are you going to go?
I don't know.
Why don't you come to Florida? Because Florida, they give you a week's notice before the hurricane hit and blow your ass away.
Give you a week's notice.
You really got time to pack and go, and that's why I love it.
Something was wrong. You're talking about she was talking to Jesus, boy. I know, boy, you was like Eddie Kane Jr., boy, wasn't you? Went back to Jesus. Boy, oh, my goodness. I know, baby. Come on. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Miss Terry. Let's pray together. Let's pray together, girl. Come on, Miss Terry. Yes. Yes, Lord. Come on, Eddie.
Oh, no. That's my son.
Yes. We pray for Sister Terry.
Going on.
Come on, Eddie K.
Yes.
Come on, Terry.
Oh, my Lord, this cat screaming all over the world.
Oh, Jesus. Sing it, baby.
My ears are bleeding.
Miss Terry, are you? Miss Terry. Just let him use you. Let him use you. She sounded like T.D. Jakes. Let him use you, girl.
Yeah, well.
Nobody say like Eddie Kane Jr. Boy, I'm glad that you're okay, even though it sounds like your ass just shook up. Did nothing fall in your house, but you nervous. You act like you done seen a ghost.
No,
oh, my God, I'm about to die.
What
fell?
Nothing. Nothing, but you know what? After everything was over, I took all the pictures off the wall. I was like, let me take everything down and put it on the ground so if anything falls.
I hope you put drawers on. You didn't want to be fine. Last thing you want to do is be buried under some rubber with no drawers on. I'd be like, damn, because you never know.
The
tornado may leave your ass upside down and your booty all up in the air. You don't want nobody to see that.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, well, we're glad you're okay, Miss Terry. Listen, now, on Wednesday.
That is a visual.
Now, a friend of mine wanted us to give us some advice. Her situation was that her dad was sleeping with her best friend. Now, here's the thing that makes the story really juicy. It's the fact that this is a best friend that she grew up with. Okay?
Oh,
she grew up with this person. That means dad was there when they were little girls, and the daddy is just paying that tail off. So now, she took our advice because what we said was, we said that she needed to confront them. She confronted them. Here's what happened. The best friend lied and denied it and called her a BTICH. The father denied it. And so now my friend, ain't that something? My friend is so distraught. She is at the point where, first of all, her and her friend are no longer friends. Because the friend is like, I can't believe you would accuse me of something like this. And now she's thinking, how can I really trust my dad? Because apparently her daddy is lying to her. So now, guys.
So he denied having the affair?
It's not an affair. The father and the mother are separated.
Well, for lack of a better word, the relationship.
Well, yeah,
did
exactly.
He denied it. Okay. It's choppy, so I didn't hear
denied
that.
It.
Wow, so they're both denying it.
Both of them are denying it.
So how does she know, though?
Let me tell you. This is how she knows. She has one of those damn houses. Well, her dad's house has one of these things. She put a security thing in her dad's house. You know where you can sit at work and monitor the outside of the house. There you go. And so instead of their dumb asses, now the daddy must be crazy because they went to a room where the damn cameras were. She was at work watching the whole escapades.
And she tested that, and they still denied it.
So she showed it. That's the first common response is to deny it.
So
you shouldn't be surprised.
So he got caught up on the downstroke. Seriously.
Yeah.
He seriously got caught.
Yeah.
And he gonna deny it.
Denied it.
Did you just say he got caught up on the downstroke? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Saw her daddy. Ain't that some crazy mess?
I was showing the tape.
Well, see, now you try. See, okay,
I
think
did your
our advice.
Show them the tape or say that they had evidence?
I think our advice has done enough damage. I think she stopped listening to us. I think we got her in trouble.
First of all, this
we
is one thing.
No trouble?
No, but one thing about it, if you're looking for something, you're going to find something. She put a tape. I see, this is making me, I'm nervous now because I got to look around and see if anybody's taping me.
It's not a tape. It's like she has a home alarm system that monitors inside the house. She can got money. Turn the lights on and turn the lights off, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was a setup
to capture them two doing the deal, but it was just set up.
Why is Miss Terry worried now someone's watching her? All the stuff she's done in the past, she needs to be worried about who already saw them, not what they're going to see.
You need to be checking YouTube at some porn sites. Your ass is somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. You better go to XTube, girl, and look up for swingers or something like that because your ass is
you somewhere.
They'll
call your ass.
Wait a minute.
Both of y'all on film somewhere.
The things that I've done before, there was no tapes or nothing. There was pictures.
You don't know that.
And I don't know. No,
not that
there
you know.
Was not. There was not.
Well, I'm going to tell you,
daddy
some tapes,
and best friend didn't
tapes.
Think there was
no.
a tape either, but look where we're at.
No, there was nothing. There's nothing.
Okay. I'm going to go on XP right now and see if I can find your ass.
You can go find what you want to, but it ain't there.
Yeah, she had no shades and no drawers. Look for a person with shades and no drawers holding their dress down. Someone sitting at the bar taking a drink, looking at a person that's observing stuff. That's what she does. She just go and watches. So check the person at the bar. All right, so anyway. All right, so look, folks, tell you what. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, the QLD, the question of the day, I think we can get into it for a minute here because we have a lot to do today. A great show on tap for you again. Once again, we are playing Name That Sample. You think you know your music. Miss Terry, do you think you're a music connoisseur? Do you know music?
No, I'm not really a connoisseur, like, knowing what, it like what? That. So I'm just hearing.
Okay, good, good. All right, Mama B, what about you? You think you are a music connoisseur? I think I know my music.
And if I can't name the singer, I can sure sing the lyrics. How about that? Yes.
Oh, we know that's right. Oh, my goodness. All right. That's a Grammy winner.
Yeah.
I know Ernest thinks he know everything, so yeah, so it's gonna be fun. We're gonna do that coming up.
I know a lot. I don't know everything, but I think I'm gonna do. Pretty good.
Let's go.
Right,
we're
gonna do that. That's coming up next. That's gonna come up next. Let's do the QOD here real quick. The QOD, the question of the day: 10 things not to do on the first date. 10 things.
Ooh.
What do you think they are? I don't know. We're gonna take some guesses. So there is a list that's published, but then we're going to give you our list. So that's it, 347-850-1272. Call us and tell us the QOD, the question of the day, 10 things not to do on a first date. And as always, Mr. Elias, you know you are the go-to guy. 10 things, my friend. Give me one thing that a person shouldn't do on a first date.
Don't grope your date.
Don't grope your date. What kind of damn thing is that, Mr. Elias?
Some people, man, you know, try and grab their date's butt, or their, you know, something like that. Just, you know, don't grope her.
No, it's not some people, it's you.
That's you.
I'm going to grope her. That's you, Mr. Elias. Yeah, I mean, don't grope your date.
No, Mr. Elias, listen. I don't think Mr. Elias gropes. I think he just leans over the bar and says, listen. We can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way. The choice is yours.
I'm serious. There's guys out there that grope their dates the first date. I'm telling you, I know.
Wow. Okay, Mr. Elias. Don't grope your date. Yeah, well, that's a good one. Okay, I don't think that made the list, but okay, we'll look, duly noted, Mr. Elias, duly noted, Jesus Christ. All right, listen, we're going to have our list. They're going to have their list. We're going to compare our list to their list. So let's make sure, okay, Mr. Elias, make sure you, because I got the list in front of me, make sure you take down everything that we're talking about. So you said, do not grope your date. Okay, that's
right.
I guess that's good advice. All right, Miss Terry, give us something that you should not do on a first date.
You should not talk about your ex.
That's a good one. Why not?
Yeah.
So it's not nobody's business.
Yes.
That's nobody's
totally
business.
Agree. Totally agree. Totally agree. I'm talking about on a female side, but if you had a bad ex and you were going in, well, I hope you ain't like this, and I hope you don't cheat, because my ex did.
Yeah,
because
that's not pressure at all.
No, that's whack.
That's right.
That's whack.
So let me ask you something, Miss Terry.
It looks like you're carrying around old baggage. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And I don't want nothing to do
with
old baggage.
Nobody wants that. Somebody's telling me to ask you something. Did you bring up Otis on your first date? Is that how you know you brought Otis up?
I don't bring up none of my exes. Trust that.
Okay, baby. I'm just trying to find out.
Jay. She ain't got that kind of time. She got
I know that's right.
She brought it back, so she'd be on a date forever.
I know that's right. Look, really?
Yeah.
All right, Ernest, something not to do on the first date.
Listen, I've made my own list of 10. I'm just going to pull one out now, but I'll just read the list off later, you know, whenever we want to. But
hold on, Mr. Elias, Ernest, for one second. Are you tracking this, Mr. Elias?
Okay,
I'm going to compare
our
list.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
All right, go ahead, Ernest.
Let me just pull one out here. I said, don't be late for the date. That was one of the 10 that I came up with earlier today. Don't be late for the date.
Yeah, that sounds like Johnny Cochran. If it don't fit, you must have quit. All right, I like that.
Must have quit. And don't be
late
for the date.
Oh, hell. All right, okay. All right, so how many is that? That's 3. All right, let's go around again. Okay, Mr. Ellie, let's give me another one. I'm going to see, can we knock this out before the top of the hour? I'm sorry, Momo BZ. In the easy for season, my easy.
Hey, Momo here didn't care about you.
I don't have to stop it, Mr. Ellie. Stop. Okay, Momo, what you got, girl? Give me one.
Yes. I made my list of 10, and I agree with Miss Terry. Don't talk about your ex. I put that in the category of don't disrespect the woman in your life, your baby mother or your mother. We don't want to hear that. Don't come at me with no kind of crap about those women in your life. But
okay.
I want to say, I'm disagreeing with that. No, that's do not, no matter how fine he is,
how cute he looks, how nice he smells. Do not slob the knob.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, thank you.
What if it's somebody to work on the radio with for the longest?
She just said slob the knob.
Oh, my God. No, she didn't.
Miss Ellis, I hear you, Miss Ellis. I hear you. Crazy.
Oh, that do not slobber on the dirt dobbler. Okay, thank you, Momo B. That's great. Thank you. Oh, you
I
you
want to come back around. I want to come back around and around.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do. We're gonna do ten.
Like
ten. And then I'm gonna read what the so-called experts say on the other side.
Yeah, let's do ten apiece. Cause I'm sure we're much better than those people.
Oh yeah,
and
I got
I'm pretty sure that what you just said. I don't know about that. Okay, so let me see. Give me another one, man. That's four. Give me another one.
Watch your language. Watch your language.
Watch your language. No, so no cursing. On the, oh, well, that eliminates Momo
no.
B.
There ain't nobody going out with me then. Because that's what I do. And I do it well.
What's up, mother ducker? How you doing?
Doing it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You mother ducker?
All right, so okay, so that's five. All right, make sure you track them because we're gonna read them at the top of the hour. Okay, so Miss Terry, give me another one. That's five. We want to do ten.
Don't be answering your phone or texting during the first text.
Miss Terry always saying
that was one of mine too.
Yes,
that's a good one. So ignore the phone calls during your first day. Okay, so you can That makes sense. All right, Ernest, that's six. Give me another one, Ernest.
Let me see. Y'all are naming off some of the ones I had too, but one of the funny ones I had was don't tell them you're just going to put the tip in.
What?
Oh, God. On the first date, Ernest, wow. Groovy, baby.
Because you know you're going to put it all in. Don't tell them. Here's a real one.
Yeah, thank you.
Here's a real one. That was on my list, but here's a real one. Don't interrupt them or talk about yourself. Let them talk and learn about them. You're on a date to possibly be in a relationship. So let them talk. Ask questions that they, you know, that are more than yes or no questions. Ask them about them and let them talk so you can learn about the person you're on a date with, especially if it's a blind date or a first date or even a second date.
Folks, I hope you're getting this. I mean, we are the relationship experts. We are giving you the advice.
Fabulous.
We want to see how far off we're going to be from the original list. Okay, so that's what, six? That's six. Okay, so Momo B, give me another one.
Okay, first I want to say, like Miss Terry said about answering the phone, what's worse than you answering the phone is when you answer the phone, you're like, hello, and you know by this response what the person asked. Oh, I ain't
exactly.
doing nothing. You ain't doing
yeah.
nothing.
Trying to catch a case.
Don't be saying you ain't doing nothing, because when you say that, I already know who you're talking to. So use the date. Don't call me nothing.
Man.
You're doing something right here. You should say I'm just out to dinner with this fine young lady I met. Da da da. Whatever. You know. Blow bubbles in my behind. Let me feel good. Don't. Like, I ain't doing nothing. Don't be doing that. Don't do that.
Okay. So is that your okay?
That's my
okay,
that was an extension of Miss Terry. My answer is.
Oh, okay. Thank
don't
you.
Be
we want to clarify. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't be asking me if I got five on it because I ain't got nothing. Don't ask.
Oh my God. And I hope, Miss Elias, I hope you are tracking Momo B's answers all by themselves because, oh, God.
I am.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's make sure we get her answers. Oh, gosh. All right. Okay. So, Miss Elias, how many is that? That's seven. Okay. Is that seven, Miss Elias?
That's got to be eight. If we've done two apiece, there's four of us.
Let's keep going.
Okay,
keep
I guess
going.
That's right. Okay, so give me another. Give
yeah,
me another.
Let me get
okay,
the other two out real quick because I got more.
One more, Miss Elias.
Go to somebody else.
All right, Ernest, give me one.
Okay, if you hug or shake hands, be the last person to release it.
Oh, Lord.
What the hell is
that?
That
shows, because they always say that when you hug somebody, don't be the first person to let go. Let the other person let go first. That always gives the indication that you're a loving and caring person. So if you shake somebody's hand, it doesn't mean you're holding on to them, but let them pull away first.
What kind of damn answer is that? Oh, okay.
I
thank
got
you.
One. I got
it's,
one.
I'm telling you, I have done it with people, and it. I realize that how they look at you is probably, if you pull away first, they think you're kind of not a people. But if you just, if you're hugging them real quick and they pull away first and you don't, then that tells them something about you, and it's a good thing. It's a psychological thing.
Yeah,
but I'm telling you, it'll get in their brain. I've heard that a long time, and I've tested that theory out, and I've had, okay, well, I can't say anything, so go ahead.
Okay, we'll wrap it up, man. We got to go. Thank you. We got the answer.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to do this.
All right, so Miss Terry, give me one more, and then Momo, you give me one more, then we're going to break. Give me one more.
Okay. One more is don't plan the wedding on the first date.
Uh-oh. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Don't plan the wedding. So don't fall in love on the first date, in other words.
No,
okay,
no,
got
that
you.
That is so true,
for
girl.
For us women, we go in, well, let me see what he's going to do. We already walking down the aisle, and I don't even know your last name. That's kind of stuff women do.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, listen,
right, so
you know
okay.
what the joke is about what does a lesbian bring on the first date? You know what that joke is? What does a lesbian bring on a first date?
We don't know, and I don't think
U-Haul.
We really want to know.
What
are you
asking on
the first
date?
He just said it.
A U-Haul.
Okay. Yeah, well, okay.
Because women,
right, thank you,
yeah, especially right. lesbian women, they get in that I'm going to marry you mode first time around. So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right, so you're one more. Give us one more before we go.
Oh, one more before you go. Do not reach in for a kiss. Do not do that on the first date. That is so lame.
Do not reach
not
in
with
for
you
a kiss.
Because we know how you
no,
are.
No, don't lean. Don't do it. Don't even think about it. Until we had a conversation about your latest usage of the water pick or oral transaction performance. I don't need your mouth on mine. I don't want it nowhere near me. So do not lean
wow.
in.
Wow.
I think that's
can I
so.
Grab what if I grab your butt on the first date? Is that all right?
Oh, here we go.
It's fine.
Okay.
You can pull up a nub.
That's what's gonna happen.
This girl says you can get a squeeze, but you can't get
if
a kiss.
I know
all right.
No, I said. I said, if I know you, you get a squeeze. And yes, a squeeze of my ass is
bigger
than your
nasty
tongue in my mouth.
Okay. And on that note, all right, we're going to step out on the other
like
side.
Other things near her. She didn't like
okay.
DNA, so that's
okay,
a given.
Thank you very much. Okay, be quiet. All right, so listen, on the other side, folks, we're going to name the top 10, all right? And then we're going to get into can you name that sample. All that's coming up next, folks. We're not done yet. We're about... I don't know, an hour and a half out. We have 90 minutes to go. It's the J. Ryle Show. It is Saturday, 347-850-1272. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. Short break. We'll be back on the other side.
Yow.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of the J. Ryle Show and the serious side of the J. Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Today we are focusing our attention on young Myra Howard, 16, who went missing at around 10 a.m. April 29th. Myra told her brother that she was on her way to school that day when she disappeared, but her family later found out that there was no school that day. A search of her Facebook account and phone records revealed that Myra was reportedly meeting up in Los Angeles with a 23-year-old man who she met online. The man reportedly picked her up near Vermont Avenue and Manchester Boulevard in Panoma, Washington. She left money behind at home and did not take any clothing, indicators that she did not likely run away. Preliminary searches have revealed that the teen might be hanging with a group of individuals suspected of being involved in a sex trafficking ring. Myra is described as an African-American teen who is 4 foot 10 inches tall, weighs around 100 pounds. She has medium-length brown hair and brown eyes. She also has several new tattoos, including praying hands, a dream catcher, and the word Scooby on her back. Authorities believe that she obtained these tattoos while in the presence of these young men. She also has a medical condition that requires her to take iron pills. Anyone with any information about Myra's whereabouts is urged to call 951-660-1000.
651-660-8031. That number once again is 951-660-8031. Or your local law enforcement office. We pray for the family of young Myra, and we hope that she returns home soon. We have a quick update for you on Famai Kana from Brooklyn, who went missing Wednesday night from a bus stop. He was found safe. It's always good news. If you know of a person that you would like to see featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is contact us. You can contact us via email at thejrileshowatlive.com. That's thejrileshowatlive.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network, and leave some information there. Or you can contact me direct at JAYRIL on Facebook. Or you can call into the show during a live broadcast and leave your information there. We pray for the safe return of all people missing, regardless of color. I'm J. Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me? Sponsored by the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. Until next time, take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
Because the next face you see
may be a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
First day I saw you, boy, you know I knew you were made for me.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
It is Saturday.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the always entertaining Will Smith. Will, come on up.
To the TJRS Radio Network.
12 minutes after the hour, Jay Rouse Show second set. That was Will Smith. Earlier this week on David Letterman. And you know the thing I love about Will, Mr. L.E.S., man, that he just seems to be just a fun, good-lucky guy. He showed up on Letterman. He just started busting the rhymes, man. It was pretty smooth if you had a chance to check it out. Once again,
well,
tonight, folks, we are playing. Yes, sir.
If you're that rich, what else could you be, man?
Yeah, but it was pretty cool, though. It was pretty cool how he just came out. It was just improv. He was coming out. You know when a celebrity comes out and they just start playing some songs? He just got up and started doing his thing. I loved it. But you know how we do, folks. Hanging out with the very best in the business. My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. What's up, Dom?
Man, what's crackin' like it, baby? What's crackin' like it?
Of course, Mo BZ in the heezy for cheesy. What's up, baby?
Yes, you better believe it.
Uh-huh. And Big E's in the house. What's up, Big E?
How y'all doing?
Of
course, Miss Terry is in the house. Hey, Miss Terry.
Hey.
She all shook up, but she don't know what to do with herself. Coming up in a few minutes, folks, it is going to be time for Name That Sample. I want to say what's up to some folks, though. Want to say what's happening to Gladys. Hey, Gladys, girl, how you doing? Mariana Music. Hey, baby. She said, Mr. Elias, who made that last song? Apparently, she's on her tablet. That's weird. She's saying that
she
cannot communicate. You know, Ernest, that's your opinion. Just like that Prince song and that Macy Gray song you played.
It is totally my opinion, but it was terrible.
Those were chart toppers. Wow, they were the greatest shit.
I don't care.
Anyway,
that was like Miss Terry said, that's a rickety-ass song.
Anyway.
It was by Galileo Parkway is the name of the song.
Okay, thank you. I want to say also what's up to Prada Woman. What's up, Prada Woman? How you doing? What's happening? Miss D, hey, baby, how you doing, girl? I also want to say what's up to Thomas. Thomas, what's up? What's up to Pam? Hey, Pam, girl. What's your name, Miss Elias?
I didn't say a word.
I said, oh my lord, because you started to sound like Tone Loc for a minute there.
Let's do it.
Anyways, you know, your joke, you're not funny, man. I mean, you should stop.
I'm not trying to be funny. You sound like Tone Loc. I made a comment, all right? It's a talk show. I'm talking. Go ahead.
Thank you, fat boy. All right, what's up to Joe Libby? How you doing?
You're welcome, black man.
Uh-oh.
And what's up to Raheem Ali? All right, so look, before the break, we named our top 10 things not to do on the first date. And so what I want to do now, I want to read.
Can I add?
850-127 is the number to call.
What
in.
The hell are you doing?
847-850-127.
We don't care what you want. We're in
the middle of something.
It's this is going to be. You know who it is.
Rich sister or Prince head?
Yeah,
it's Rich
sister.
Sister.
Of course.
Who is it, Miss Elliott?
Wow.
We don't make Rich sister wait, man.
Well, fine.
Hey, shut your ass up. Yes, Rich sister, yes.
You can set some rules and regulations around here. She's showing up at the top of the ass. Talk to her. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rich sister.
Welcome.
How
you
doing?
Hey, Rich sister. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
You're
stuck at a Bible meeting, showing up at a 75 minutes late. You stuck in a church conference or something. You couldn't get here on time.
I was at a V4 event, the Los Angeles Black Business Expo.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I know you said something. I just didn't understand.
We're already
it's everything. It's not just you. Who almost called her princess? Good Lord.
Yeah, no. She's on your mind.
I'm sorry.
Your mind is.
I'm sorry.
She's on your mind. All right, so listen. All right, well, good that you're here, Rich Sister. Glad you're back from the Black Business Expo. Hope that went well, and who knows, maybe one day we'll attend one of those. All right, so listen now. Before the break, we talked about 10 things that you should not do on the first date. So now, Mr. L.E.S., I want you to read one of the answers, and I'll tell you if it is on this list or not.
Okay. We'll go with Ms. Cherry, where she said you shouldn't talk about an ex on the first date.
It's number two on the list. If we were playing Family Feud, it would be one answer more popular. That's right. Do not mention past relationships.
Very good.
It could prove a breaker in your rendezvous. Uh-huh. So anyway,
please don't tell nobody, Jay, nothing about you did in the past, please, okay?
Are you talking to me?
Unless you want to scare him off right away.
let me tell you something, Miss Terry. I know you want me, baby. You ain't got to make it so obvious, girl. I know. I got you.
Big Daddy,
I'm going to tickle you. I'm going to tickle the bottom of your feet when I tickle your ass, girl. You ain't got to worry about it. I got you.
But see, that's the problem. You done told too much. I had to clap.
You ain't gonna do nothing, baby. Ain't gonna do nothing, girl. Oh, damn. Why you bring that up? Why you had to go there? All right, so thank you, Miss Terry, for putting my business in the street for
You're
the
welcome.
Off-peak time. Thank you.
You put it
right,
on
so,
there.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you put it in.
All right, so,
you got it on it. That's why we know about it.
All right. Okay, so that's one. Okay, so give me another one, Mr. Elias.
Don't slob on the knob, Momo B.
Oh, that did make the
oh,
list.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow. No.
Pearl's already. She's been here 5 minutes.
Y'all bogus.
So we're 50%. Boy, I tell you what. Let me tell you something. If we were a family of Family of Feud, that would be our first ex. Thank you, Momo B. Oh, God. All right, so give me another one, Miss Elias.
Ernest said, don't pull away too fast on a hug.
And that wouldn't have made the damn list either. Ernest would be down at the end of the bench with Momo ass. Thank you. That's two strikes. Thanks to you, too. No, that did not make the list.
Y'all don't keep it real. Y'all don't keep it real
because
everybody knows.
Oh, please.
You don't throw on the first date. Everybody knows that.
Hey, well, yeah. That's ghetto fabulous. Thank you. Oh, God.
Now let you know. Now let you know.
Oh, they are. God. All right, so that's two strikes. Okay, Miss Elias, give me another one. So far, we are under 500.
I said, do not gloat on the first date.
Do not gloat. No touching. Oh, Miss Elias, it was number seven on the list.
Hello?
But no touching.
What?
Well, but you talking about grabbing ass, Mr. Elias. This is saying no touching.
Grabbing
ass. Talking about no damn.
Groping doesn't mean where you got to grope. You can grope somebody without grabbing ass. Come on.
Okay, Mr. Okay, fine. I said you're right, man. What do you want me to do, man?
You could be grabbing some titty or something.
Yeah, Krabby Grabbing.
Yeah.
All right, so far. Might be grabbing some floor right after that, but I'm just saying, you know.
Okay, so we have three out of, we have three. Okay, so give me another one, Miss Elliott.
Miss Terry said don't text or call or answer your phone on the first day.
That didn't make the damn list. See, the other family would have a chance at the damn
that
pot
should be
right
number
now
one.
Dealing with y'all. Hell no. They ain't on the damn list.
Unless it's an emergency, if somebody's got kids or something like that, somebody, you know, texts you with 911, you just got to turn that phone off for a while.
Whoa. I'm sorry. I am sorry. Miss Terry is number six on the list. It says no fiddling with your phone. Okay, I stand corrected. Okay, you're right. No fiddling with your phone. Okay, all right. So far we have, what, three out of the ten, Miss Elias? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Four.
Okay, so give me another one.
Miss Momo B said, you know, don't lean in to get no kiss. You know, don't lean in to get no kiss.
No kissing on the first day.
Leave my lips alone. Leave lips on my face alone.
Okay. I'm checking the list.
Yeah, but Momo B doesn't like any kind of liquid, so her not leaning in for a kiss is pretty obvious.
That is not on the list, so once again, that's another strike, so she done struck out already. Okay, thank you, Momo B. All right, give me another one, Miss Elliott.
No cursing on the first date. No cursing.
That's not on the damn list. That's not on the list.
Really? What the hell kind of list you got, man?
Okay, we're going to find out. Is that it? Is that everyone?
Is terrible advice, possibly.
No. I'm trying to remember the one Ernest said, too. Ernest had another one.
I'm looking at my list. I said, don't be late for the date.
Don't be late for the date.
I don't see that one on here either, no. No.
I was going to add don't fart or queef, but, you know, we didn't have time for that.
Shut up. All right, so, okay, so, no. Okay, so is that it?
Yes.
All right, let me read them. Okay, number 10, I'm surprised no one didn't say this. It says, don't lie, no lying. Right?
Yeah, well, they always lie anyway. That's why.
Let me let Miss Terry get one. I'm sorry. Let me let Rich Sister get one. Rich Sister, give me one.
Well, definitely don't. Just run off, like, one up people. Or run off your list of accomplishments.
Okay.
Don't brag about
ding,
it.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding,
no bragging.
Ding,
no
brag. Ding, ding, ding. That is the number one thing on the list. Don't be braggadocious. That's what I'm talking about, girl.
I totally agree.
She'll be the head of the family.
Yeah. And you know what? They be bragging and they be lying. So that's a combination. They be lying.
Okay.
Yeah, you're overcompensating if you got to lie like that.
So number nine says compare. Do not compare, you know, your date with one of your other dates. So no comparison. All right. Okay. Number eight, no smoking. Okay.
Good.
Number seven, which LES mentioned, no touching. Filling your phone. Shut up. Filling your phone. Miss Terry said that one right. Didn't you say that, Miss Terry, about filling your phone?
Yeah.
All right, don't answer your phone. Okay, so that was hers.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Number five.
No attitude.
Money. What'd you say, Rich Sister?
Attitude.
Bad attitude.
Money
attitude.
Can't buy you love. Talking about money makes you look crazy. So don't talk about how much cash you got, because if you have money, it means you're broke.
Wouldn't
don't
that
act nervous.
Brag?
Yeah.
No, what?
No, it doesn't. Do not act nervous. Wow. That's number four.
That's hard for me, actually.
Women, because it shows that you're not a confident man. Be assertive. Okay, gotcha. Number three, do not eat like a pig. That goes for quite a few of us here on the show. So do not eat like you haven't eaten 3 days.
You.
And your ass,
you.
Too. Do not mention past relationships. I think someone brought that up. And Rich Sister, do not be braggadocious. All right, that's it. So those are the 10 things that you should not do on the first date. Pretty decent list. Pretty decent list. All right, look, it's 25 minutes after the hour. J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. I want to have a smooth break here. So why don't we step out,
Then on the other side, we will come back and we will get into name that sample. This should be fun. I hope. I want to see. Let me ask you something, Rich Sister. Do you know your music? Do you think you are a music person, connoisseur?
I don't just play golf music.
Okay, we'll find out. We may give you some music. Okay. You know, a couple of these are layups. Everyone should. I got some of the hard ones for Mr. LAS and Ernest. A couple of these are layups, so we'll figure it out. All right, we're going to step out, take a break right here and on the other side. We'll do it. J. Ryle Show, Saturday, 347-850-1272. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back after this.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
got Miss Jackson if you're nasty.
It's Miss Jackson, but not the nasty one.
Oh, well, you could be the nasty one, baby, if you play your cards right, girl.
Yeah, I don't want to be that.
That was awkward.
I want to relieve everybody of the illegal taxes that they're paying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Alrighty. Well, Ms. Jackson, thank you so much for calling. We have a show called The Serious Side, the J-Rouse Show that happens every Sunday morning. Maybe you can call in on that show, and we can really have a conversation about this.
You asked the question, and I stated my opinion.
Ooh. Ooh, okay, Ms. Jackson.
If the show is not on a serious level, maybe I'm in the wrong room.
Sorry, Ms. Jackson.
Thank you for listening to this show, and we appreciate you, okay?
You're welcome. Thanks, have a good night.
You give me the damn respect you would damn well want yourself, or I will kick your black ass!
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Thank you, Miss Jackson. Miss Jackson, it's like you're not happy with J. Ryle right now.
Attention, please. J. Ryle is an idiot. I repeat, J. Ryle is an idiot.
Apparently, I walked in the wrong damn chat room. I'm going to let the girl hit me when the good Lord split me. How about y'all? I think it's safe to say that Miss Jackson will not be listening to the show anymore. All right, 347-8.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
And you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the J. Ryle Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, son, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
What's that?
347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J. Ryle Show. Sugar. It's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio. At its best, all times are central. It's 32 minutes after the hour. Starting tomorrow morning, it is the Serious Side of the J. Ryle Show. Happens every Sunday right here on the TGRS Radio Network, 9 a.m. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Dr. Princess Aldeus, Steve from Indianapolis, and, of course, our main man, Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net. Intelligent Conversations, my ordinary people. It's the Serious Side every Sunday right here on the TGRS Radio Network. And, of course, on Wednesday, 7:30, it's Who's Wednesday. It's the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Me, Stelly, has Momo Beezy in the Heezy. And, of course, Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration. And, of course, Miss Terry, Rich Sister, usually joins us. I tell you, Wednesdays is a great show, listening lounge. So come on in, hang out with us. It is the J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. And every now and then on Thursdays, it's the True Purpose Development Show with our very own Dr. Princess Aldea, the Queen of Inspiration, 7 o'clock p.m. Check her out. And, of course, Fridays, it is Ladies First Radio, 7 o'clock p.m. Check them out. Montu LaDonna's and Dr. Princess Aldea. And, of course, Rich Sister always makes a cameo. Check the show out. It's a great show. And, of course, Saturday, we're right back here with the crew. And I tell you, the crew, that you know who they are. Mr. L.E.S., Momo Beezy in Nahezy, Miss Terry, Rich Sister, and, of course, Ernest is in the house. All right, Ernest, man, tell everybody what's coming up on the ERN Radio Network.
You can find out everything you need to know at ErnestRadioNetwork.com. I'm chewing gum. I am so sorry. I didn't expect to be on this soon. We are on 5 nights a week on Sundays. At 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, it is Political Gravity with Jane Hoffman, talking about everything in the world of politics and religion and how all that sometimes collides in the world. Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, it's Music Monday. We celebrate independent music like you hear on this show and on Ernest Radio Network in general. Every Monday night, one CD at a time. Tune in for that. Tuesday, Jane is back at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, with our new show, Beaten Path, talking about how people through history change the world, even just a little bit, and how you can do that today. On Wednesdays, it's The Geek Show. It's back. It's a podcast. You can find it every day, every Wednesday, right at ErnestRadioNetwork.com, on demand for free. Thursday, it's the Ernest Experience Radio Show, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, with yours truly, talking about the events that's going on, a little bit of comedy, a little bit of music, some news, some weather, all kinds of good stuff. 2 good hours of radio. And, of course, Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, I sit here with the crew of the J. Ryle Show, J. Ryle, Mr. L.E.S., Momo, BZ, and the Heezy, for the funniest show you are going to hear all week. That's Saturday edition. Find out all that and a whole lot more at earnestradionetwork.com. Back to you.
Doc Ashan, all right, Rich Sister, tell us, where can we find you and hear Thoughts of Vision?
You can check me out every, Monday through Friday, 1:30 p.m. Pacific time by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsforvision. You can check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood, also at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Caliwood.
All right, folks, 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let's reset the table for you. The QOD, the question of the day, 10 things not to do on the first date. And so we, I think, hit 4 out of the 10, which is not bad. Mama B, are you done? What the hell are you doing? I mean, she's about telling people, shut up. I can't. What are you doing? She's not going to talk at all. Okay, she must be. You know, Momo B may be in a fight. You never know with her. She may be fighting people right about
she's
now.
She's doing
she
a could business be getting transaction arrested right now.
Yeah, it could be. Illegal substance. All right, folks, look. Let's get into it. It is time to play.
Let's
can
do
you
this.
Name that sample? And is that her or is that live or memory?
There's a lot going on.
That is not me.
Shut up back there. No, the left.
Okay, I tell you.
I'm
good at this,
boy. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm on point now.
Okay, you ready? Okay, you sure? I mean, you sure? You got all your crack cells out the way, you know, all your drug deals are good. You ready to pay attention to what you're doing?
Yeah, listen, business as usual. I'm just chilling now. Ain't no customers.
You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you? Kills your brain cells, son. It kills your brain cells.
You know, you're funny, but I hate when you play that clip because I don't smoke crack, so I don't know why you're playing that. When Mo B is talking like that, I don't smoke it, so that's it. Like, if somebody I service would call in and you would come up with that, then it's, why never the truth bell? Like, why? I never did that in my life, and I never will, so what is that about?
Are you saying to move illegal substance?
I moved it. You smoked it. Are two different things.
Are you saying to move illegal substance?
There's two different things.
Well, that's all I know. How can you like Pookie? Well, so how can you be Pookie? Pookie was getting high on his own stuff. You can't sell it without smoking it.
No. Pookie was a crackhead from the jump. He sold it on the backside. But he wanted a crackhead. So they was wrong for letting him sell it. That was they was wrong for putting him in the crew.
He probably sold it off your backside.
No, that was wrong for putting him in the crew. But nah, I've never smoked it.
All right,
but
I don't think you're applying yourself, Smokey.
Anyway,
all righty then.
Topic,
all right, so here we go. So listen, all right, so it's time, folks, to get into it. Momo B is drunk. I forgot you just drank a lot. All right, so listen, all right, what we're going to do now is we are going to play Can You Name That Sample? I'm going to play the sample version of a song. And you tell me who
the original
artist was.
We been,
so
we
now,
been.
Who wants to go first? The first one's going to be pretty easy.
Ernest.
Who wants to take the first one? No, I'm giving Ernest a hard one.
Okay.
That sounded horrible, but yes, anyway. Yeah.
Well, if it's easy, then give it to Rich Sister. She thinks she knows music.
is there Michelle Elias live like that?
Yeah, Ms.
Is Mr. Elias on another show?
No, he's
hear what he said in German.
He was in the game.
All right, so anyway, who wants to go first? Miss Terry, why don't you go first? I'm going to give you an easy one, okay? All right, here we go, Miss Terry. You ready?
You can still give me a hard one.
I said I was not playing.
You do not want to play?
I said I was not playing in the first part. I said I was listening.
Okay, fine. All right, so the first one's for you. Okay, the first one's for you, Mama B. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I turned it off. All right,
here we go.
Everything. I'm ready.
Here's the song. Here we go.
Come on. Yes.
Question, because I know that there are actually two samples in that. Now, I think you're looking for, it's a Dougie Fresh song called Lottie Dottie. But
yeah,
it's also got a Herb Albert instrumental in there called Rise. That's that is a little bit more of like the undertone,
that's
the rhythm track. But what you're thinking of is Lottie Dottie Da. Or Lottie Dottie. What is that, what it is?
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, you're right, Ernest. Herb Albert, 1979. Rise. That's the most
My roommate loves
song.
Herb Albert stuff, so I kind of knew
yeah.
That's how I knew that.
Yeah.
That's a great tune,
yeah, remember
too.
That
that's a great instrumental track.
It is, it is. So, you know, all you young people who think your rappers are being, you know, original, I don't think so.
They're not.
This is where it came from. Here. That's it.
It's a clever sample, uh-huh. But let's face it, Puff Daddy wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for the 1970s.
Oh, he wouldn't. He wouldn't have a career at all. He would not have a career
no,
at
wouldn't.
All
would
if, he, if he had to go and do something like that. No. Nice.
And people should know that's a really popular song to me. I don't, maybe just because I'm older, so.
Yeah, it is.
I
yeah.
like that, too.
Yeah, that was a nice song,
I
wasn't
bet
it?
You do.
Okay, Mr. Elias, man, are you ready,
yeah,
Mr. Elias?
Yes, yes.
Mr. Elias,
yes.
You ready? All right, here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Here's one for you. Here's the sampled version of it. Take a listen to it. So talk to me.
Can't remember.
Who made the original of that song, Miss Elias?
Cannot remember.
Anyone else wants to take a crack at it? Stab at it. Check the chat room, too. Maybe people in the chat room may know who it is. I'm going to check over here on this other place.
I'll take a stab at it.
Well, that's because you probably Googled it by now, Ernest, but go ahead and take a stab at it.
No, I didn't Google it by now.
Okay, what, Ernest?
But I'll wait, see if anybody else does it. Now, somebody in the chat room has it, but...
Someone in the chat room has it? Okay. Okay.
That was my guess. I think it's Curtis Mayfield.
Guess.
Right on for the darkness.
Yeah, that's a Google answer. Someone Googled that. Because there's no way, Ernest, you knew that. No way.
I own some Curtis Mayfield records, son.
Yeah, but you didn't know that.
Do I need to go take the pictures for you?
My mama told me.
I don't know the May song, but I know the sample.
All right, let's do another one. All right.
A couple of good guesses, that's all.
Let's do another one. All right. Okay, so now, Rich Sister, you said that you are a music connoisseur, right?
Yeah, I would like a turn up.
All right, here we go. Here's one for you. All right, and this is a song you hear all the time, especially every show you hear this.
That song.
Who made the original of the sample in this song?
Now that one I don't know. You played the wrong one for me. I don't know.
You said you played the wrong one for me.
And I'm pretty sure with some of these rap stuff that they sampled. That one I don't know.
Okay. Anyone else want to take a guess? I'm pretty sure they've Googled it by now. Here is the original sample of that song.
I know what it is, but you know, you always think I'm doing everything.
I know you do.
It's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No, it's not Earth.
Yeah, it is.
The original, that's Benny Golson. I'm always dancing to the music. That's the original. So no, it's not Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I
music. Hey. Yeah, I like that.
Listen, you're wrong.
Ernest, that's the song. What are you talking about? That's the song.
Jay Ryle, listen to this. Listen to me, man. There's a song from the mid-70s from Earth, Wind, and Fire called On Your Face. I will play it right now. I have it in front of me. Listen to this.
I'm listening. That's the 70s.
That's the original. It's
the original,
Wind, and Fire,
no, original
on your
not
face.
Ernest. The one Golson made was in the '60s, clown. No.
Well, Earth, Wind, and Fire, they didn't sample somebody else's song.
Well, apparently they did something because Benny Golson was from the '60s, homie. That was in the '70s.
I just Googled it to see who's right, and it says Jamboree by Naughty and Nature featuring Jeanne sampled Earth, Wind, and Fire's On Your Face.
I'm telling you just heard it.
I'm right.
Thank you. Whatever.
No,
347-850-1272
is the song. That's what everybody says online.
347-850-1272. Jay Ryle Show. We're playing Name That Sample. And so we're playing samples of music, and we're asking you to tell us who made the original. And so we just had a little flim-flart-flim with Ernest. Ernest wants to tell me something in the 70s was something that they played from the 60s. I don't think so. The 60s was first. Thank you. All right,
listen, people weren't sampling songs in the 70s. The Earth, Wind, and Fire song was an original song.
And the Benny Golson song is an original song from the 60s, turtlenecks.
Well, you know what? Then we're probably both right. They probably sampled both songs because obviously the Earth, Wind, and Fire song is the same horn hits and everything. So we're probably both right. I mean, you can sample two songs.
Okay, it'll be both on.
Let's just call
it
even.
Okay, well, it's a push. All right, Simone B., are you done? Are you, first of all, are you in the custody of law enforcement? Are you back? Okay, don't know where she is. She'll unmute herself when she's ready. All right, Miss Taylor, look, I'm going to give you an easy one. Come on, you want to play? Take a stab at it.
Oh, Lord. Didn't I say I wasn't playing?
Okay, fine, Miss Taylor.
Can I try another one?
Harsh.
Can yeah, sure. I'll try another one with you. All right, here. I'm going to give you a pretty. This should be. You should know this. Let me see which one I'm going to give you here. Okay, here we go. Let me give you this one. You should know this one. You ready? Here we go.
Something for my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. You pop in, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot.
That's Tupac. All right, Rich Sister, you should know this now. Rich Sister, who made the original sample of that song? The original version, I should say, of that sample.
I know the name of the song is All Right. Isn't that the name of the
song? That's the name of the song. That's the name of the song, but who? You can't remember who made it?
Roger.
And I know I should know. I can't. I know I should know this, but I know
you should
the song
know this. You're absolutely correct. It's Roger and Zapp. It's gonna be all right.
Okay.
I broke a lot of backs on this song, boy.
I know.
Yeah, but you did. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Mr. LS, are you ready? Let me give you another one. Are you ready, Mr. LS? This should be pretty easy. You ready for this?
By the way, Jay Ryan, look in the chat room while you're playing that clip. But go ahead.
Look in the chat room while I'm playing that. Okay, well, Ms. Ernest is telling me to look
in the
chat room.
Yeah, while you're playing the clip for Mr. LES, click that link in there.
Why do I want to click? I'm not clicking no link, Ernest.
Because if you go down, the information, we are both right on that. So we weren't wrong. We just had different ideas about it. I'm just telling you.
Okay, Ernest. Oh, God. You're right, Ernest. Okay, so here's one.
No, because
Ms.
I
LES,
love that
ready?
Earth, Wind, and Fire song. That's what I thought of first. That's all. I just like that song. Sorry.
Dr. Shane. Thank you. All right, so Mr. LES, man, let's do another one before the break. All right, so listen here. Are you ready? This should be relatively easy. You should know this one. Ready, my friend?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Drums, please.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Here it is, the groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. The cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause this is summertime.
Summertime, yeah! It's like in a wine. Alright, Mr. LES.
Son of madness, cool
in the gas. Oh, my boy, get it right! Boy, you know your stuff, don't you, boy? You know your stuff, don't you, boy? Boy, know that stuff. All right, look, the board is, what is going on here? All right, so I'll tell you what, we're going to step out. Mr. Elliott's got that right. We have more coming up on the other side. It's the Jay Ryle Show, 347.
I didn't really know what it was.
All right, so we're going to step out, take a real quick break here, folks. On the other side, we'll finish up with this. We're naming samples. If you know the name, you heard the rap version of it, but then there is an original artist. Some of these guys are clever. You would never, ever know that there's another version of the song. All right, so we'll step out. We'll be back to finish up. Mr. J. Ryle Show. It is Saturday, 347-850-1272. We'll be right back after this short break.
WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
Saturday is the Saturday, it's the Saturday, it's the Saturday. time it is.
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Oh, Trevor.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74 Street Baptist Church. We call a city sins.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Top of the hour right here on the J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1272. 347-850-1272. Hope you guys are chilling, having a great time. Hanging out with my boy, Mr. L.E.S. What's up, partner?
Man, what's crack-a-lacking, baby? What's crack-a-lacking?
And of course, Momo BZ, I think, is in the heezy. Hello, Momo B. She's still under arrest. Okay, no problem. Ernest is in the house. What's up, Big E? Of course, Miss Terry is here. Hello, Miss Terry.
No, I'm joking. I'm here.
Well, you know, you're not funny. You think that you're not funny.
I know.
Hey, Miss Terry.
Hello,
how you doing, sweetie?
I'm good. Listening to this great argument and, you know, Ernest knowing everything and proving his point.
Now, listen, this is the second time you've said that. I didn't say I knew everything. I said we were both correct on it. It's
sampled
two songs.
Oh, crying like Tito Jackson. Thank you, Tito.
No, I'm not crying. All right. I'm just saying I don't know the song you mentioned, but I definitely know the Earth, Wind, and Fire song. I recognize those. Horny hits. Whatever, man. I know I'm right, and you're right, too. Just take it.
Oh, God. Listen to this guy.
Who's
oh,
crying?
Thank you, Ernest. Wow. All right, and Rich Sisters in the house. Hey, Rich Sister, how you doing, girl?
Hi, how's everybody doing?
We're doing outstanding.
We're
and, of course,
hey,
we're setting the table for you tonight. Tonight, the QOD, the question of the day, 10 things that you should not do on the first date. We kind of stumped that around. We got 4 out of the 10, which is not bad. You know, especially since the 10 are usually written by those so-called experts. But we had 10 of them. We had 4 out of 10. That's not bad, 40%. Want to say what's up to some folks in the chat. What's happening, Caliwood? Caliwood swinging. Hey, Cali. What's up, guests? Hey, Mishi. Mishai, Mishu, whatever it is. Jan Slim, what's happening? Mariana Music. I guess you finally made it home, baby. Glad that you can join us. And who else is in the chat? St. Clinton. And, of course, Rich Sister here with us. So, you know, we don't say hi twice to her ass. All right, listen. We're talking about naming the samples. We're playing the rap version of songs. We're asking you to name the sample. Mr. Ellis, we have a fish bite. We'll get to you. We see you in the phone line. We'll get you here in a second. But anyway, so I'm playing music, and we're asking you to, you know, name the original. So now everything that I have left in the queue is fairly easy. So, I mean, you guys should get these. I need the name of the song, and I need the artist as well, okay? Name of the song, artist as well, okay? So now,
I want to try again.
You want to try again? Okay, so we're going to give you another. This is easy, Rich Sister. You should be able to get this. This is the easy one. And let's see here. And, of course, we do have a Mr. Ellis, we do have a fish on the hook. Brother, if you didn't go get that person, I appreciate it. All right, so now let's see here. Let's do this. Let's see, Mr. Ellis, man, do we know, can we cue up the music? Can we get the phone call in real quick before we?
Yes.
All right, let's get the phone call in. All right, 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
We have the very lovely Caliwood on with us, Big Daddy.
Oh, Caliwood!
You know that, hey, let me tell you something.
I was sitting down until I heard that song. Now I'm up here dancing. I'm like, I don't even want to talk. I just want to hear the music.
I damn girl. Shake and look at shake a tail feather, baby. Shake a tail feather. All right, so look, we're gonna give you one too. I'm doing all right, sweetheart. I'm doing outstanding. Just sex yourself.
Hey, everybody. Yo, I have to come in here and say, what's up to Momo B? What's up to Rich Sister? What's up to my baby, Jay? Wow. Jay, you know what? If you're not at the Caliwood Awards, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? I got a button.
Oh, hell, I can't. Don't put that pressure on me, baby. Don't put that pressure on me. Don't put that pressure on me.
She got a butt naked what?
I got a butt naked dress. I got a dress. If J. Ryle is in roof at the rooftop, 3100 Rule Show on August 10th, I will come out in a see-through dress.
We're going. Kelly Wood, don't you talk to me like that, girl, because you know you give me fired up when you talk to me like that, baby. You give me fired up.
You know what?
All day.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
Oh,
you give me fired up.
John Levy, if you were on Google Hangout, you could have seen me taking off my clothes. You need to.
Oh, my Lord.
All day.
Ernest, I know you don't like women, but let me tell you, you would have enjoyed that.
I'll tell you something, Caliwood. I may not want to bend you in half, but I'm not opposed to looking at a little titty every now and again, so I ain't worried about it, girl.
Because it would be a little titty. Because I'm a 32 AAA, so it would be a little
That's okay. I'm a 32B, girl.
Yeah, he's bigger than you.
Shut up, Batman.
Now you know what, I'm done, Dad. Ernest's titties is bigger than mine. I'm done.
Yeah.
You know what, I'm muting myself now. Please, I'm going to mute myself now.
Hey, listen, as long as your penis ain't bigger than mine, we're all right, Caliwood.
You ain't got to worry about that. Actually, you know what, I had on my show last night David Thomas, the author of Over Coffee, and we talked openly about homosexuality and the fact that I'm scared because being straight is now not the normal. So you need to go back and check out last night's show. And Ernest, you got to come do my show next season because you got to put it, but you can't cut.
I am perfectly willing to be there. I'll drop in with you. No problem.
All right, Jane.
That's what I'm talking about.
Definitely.
I'm not going to caddy jack your show no more because I'm now that
Woo!
I'm naked and sweating.
Oh, Lord have mercy, girl. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know you need to stop with all that nonsense. Okay, you get me all fired up. All right, so look, let's reset the table for you. All right, guys, listen, we're playing, and what we're playing tonight, we're playing Name That Sample. All right, so anyway, what you guys do that for?
I hear that.
All right.
Yeah, I heard echo too. All right. So anyway, here we go. All right, so now,
wait, Mama B is back in the hizzy.
Oh, you sure? Okay.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not sure because I have some drama going on here. Like, if y'all was here right now, y'all be like, oh, go, Mama. It's like crazy. Like, this not, is not free at all.
Did they not read
What's
you your rights? Is that the problem? Did they not read you your rights?
That's a good one, Ernest. You good. You ever heard of Def Jam?
Is that a real siren?
What's wrong, girl? Oh, my. Are you under arrest? Are you under arrest?
No, I'm not under arrest.
Okay, I was just trying to check.
Cause,
you know,
when you
see a real drama going, I wanted to make sure that you were okay. So anyway, we're back.
No,
all right, so
I'm
anyway,
not.
All right, so Rich Sister, let me get Rich Sister one since she asked for it. Ooh. Fairly easy, Rich Sister. You should know this one. Okay, all the hard ones are gone. So you should know this. I would be very disappointed if you did not know the name of this one. Okay? So here we go. Fairly easy. You're on the clock right about now.
Bring it.
We don't need to wait for that.
What? We don't even need the clock, Rich Sister. You said we don't need the rich. Hold on, let me hear a little bit of Will. Let me hear a little bit of Will first, though, girl.
Mark, ready, set, let's go.
dance floor pro. I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint.
I'll let it go, give me five every time I hear it.
Get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You gotta try to bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Take a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. I just bite it for the look. I don't light it.
I don't light it.
Stay on play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it.
Yeah, that's a song right there. I love that song right there. Okay, Rich Sister, you said we don't need no damn music because all we like to do is party down and play Moscow Zoo. Okay, what you got?
Sister Sledge, he's the greatest dancer.
Oh, look at her. She knew who it was. You know what? He really didn't change that song all that much.
I did.
He
just slowed it down a little bit. He just slowed it down a little bit and just kind of went with it, huh? Yeah. Come on, give me some, Sister Sledge. I want to hear at least one. I want to hear some singing at least when we turn it off.
Oh, man.
Nile Rodgers song goes on for 40 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know, he wrote that.
Yeah, I know. Him and Bernard Edwards.
Yeah, that was a jam right there. That was a jam right there. Okay, that was good, Rich Sister. Okay, Momo B. Got an easy one for you, too. Everything else is relatively easy. If you guys missed these, Mr. Ellis, what are you doing?
Watching Eva Mendez walk across the street.
Okay, Mr. Ellis, can you mute your mic since you're not paying attention to the show? Can you at least mute your mic and enjoy that by your damn self? I mean, if you don't mind. Because we're trying to have a show, you know. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, my God, yes. Shut the hell up.
So we're not interested in what Mr. Elias is doing at all?
Right.
No, not really.
What the hell, Jay? How about that?
Okay, anyway. All right, so, okay,
Jesus,
cool.
There we go.
Hey, well, you know, it's always a fight between me and this guy. All right, so, Momo B, are you ready? I have one for you, Momo B. Are you ready? Oh, gosh, she's fighting again. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I'm getting Miranda Rice red again.
She's fighting again.
No. Go ahead. You better make it quick.
Heffa does nothing. Got herself arrested twice in a half hour.
Come on, make it quick.
Okay, Mo. Here you go, Mo. Oh, my Lord. Here you go, girl.
Hey, 1, 2, 3 to the floor. So you go to the drains at the door. What are we talking about?
Give me who made the original.
Bringing to the folks. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we're about to rip it up. Give me the microphone, folks, so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you're in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-Bang.
My mom, this is Marshall Buckley's song.
OG's in the house, so crazy. Yes, yes. I'm a tradable, please don't try to save me. Yes.
Okay, Momo B. So now that you heard all that, tell me.
Because I don't know the original. I'm sorry, I got things on my mind.
Stunna Haywood. I want to do so.
Okay, what are these guys? You know, they. I tell you,
I want to do something
here,
Momo.
Yeah, boy. I tell you what. You know, the thing about doing contests, you really can't do them anymore because people have Google, and they can Google so damn fast that it's so unreal.
I agree with you. People get to do all the I'm so smart. But I don't do that. But I'm so outside the box right now, I don't even know.
It's not like you don't have a computer.
No, I'm in the middle of some bullshit, and you ain't even be able to understand it.
Okay, handle your business then, Momo B. Go ahead and handle your business, because you are just in full effect tonight.
Okay, so thank you. Whoever you've been. Right. There's the original. Yeah, there's the original right there.
I wanna do like the Christmas to you, baby. Baby.
Yeah, look at that. Took it straight from the song, damn near. Okay, let's see here. Let's do another one here. Huh?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
You hear me?
You have the right to remain silent.
You talking about, yeah, no.
I was just trying to make
you
feel at home.
You said the original. I still, it's cooking in my mind. I don't know what that is. What is that?
I want to do something quicker than you.
Who sings that? Don't tell me the song. Tell me who sings that. Hello?
Hey, Miss Elias.
Lemon Haywood.
I didn't know that one. So it don't matter how long, I would have been like, okay, don't please pause. Don't
you see, you would have never got it up. I would have never told. All right, let's see here. Let's get a couple of more in here. Here's one right here. Let's see. This should be easy. Let me give this one to... Is Caliwood still with us?
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
What's okay, Caliwood, here. You take this one.
Caliwood? I didn't know you wanted to see. Where's B?
What up, Momo B, with all your BB?
I'm joking. Running from the popo. Lord have mercy. Running from the popo.
You know, I be gone. As long as I have gas in my whip, I'm out.
Oh, God. All right. So, okay, here we go. Here's one, Caliwood. This is fairly easy. You should be able to get this. This is when MC Hammer was trying to be hard.
I hope so.
All I can see is a banana and a bikini.
All right, Caliwood, who's that? Who made the original of that?
I'm stuck. I'm so stuck.
Oh, don't you?
I'm so stuck, dude. It's like I feel like I should kick myself for being so stupid because I should know it. It's like on the tip of my tongue and I can't pull it out. Oh, okay, you got. You know what? Tell me who it is.
All right, here we go. Alright, let me tell you something. I tell you what, we're going to give you a mulligan because you said it was on the tip of your tongue. Now, you should be able to get this. I'm going to give you one more before we get out of here. Here's another one.
You're going to embarrass me. Okay.
No, I'm going to give you. This is fairly easy. You should be able to get this. If you can't get this, then, yeah, we're going to have to talk to you. We'll talk to you on the side, okay? I mean, you got to be able to get this one. Are you ready? Here we go. Here's one that's pretty easy. You should be able to get this. Break. Okay, Caliwood, you gotta know that one.
Now, Jay, I have too much respect for you because I was gonna hang up because I couldn't think of it. But I got too much respect for you to hang up the phone and act like, oh, it just dropped and play my song.
Oh, Caliwood.
Oh, God.
Here you go,
Caliwood. Take my DJ card. Take it. Snatch it.
I just love it.
I know it.
Oh, my goodness. Caliwood.
You know what? You can spank me. You know what, Jay? Spank me. You know what? I apologize. Please spank me.
Caliwood,
please,
how
please
do you not
me.
Know that one? Are we really
sure? Can I love them for so long? Still endure.
Callie Wood. How do you not know, baby?
You know what? Because on my job tonight, really, I was just going in just to say hi and and I didn't know you was gonna give me an SAT test on sample tonight. If I knew this was SAT night, I would have taken my ADD medication and came in here prepared. I thought I was gonna be able to just kick back and listen to Rich Sister, Momo B, and Thomas, and you, and Mr. Elliott, and chill. I didn't know it was test season. You know what I'm saying? That's a master's degree. You know what I'm saying? But so now you want to test me? Ask me who was on my show today. But now you want to play? You want to play guess the sample at 5:21? On May 25th, and not tell a person that there's a test coming up. You ain't giving. I would have studied for the test. You know what I'm saying? Now you want me to put some. I don't even remember yesterday, and you want me to remember 20 years ago. You know what? I'm gonna do it myself.
All right. Oh my goodness! Last call coming up on the J. Rouse Show.
Changes, man. I had a lot of personal changes going on in my life. A lot of personal changes. I got married. Yep. I got married. Happily married. Got married in California. Yeah. Then I had to publicly come out. I had to do that. After that Prop 8, you know, fiasco in California, I had to come out. I had to say something because I was so hurt and so intense. I had to say something. Had to say something. But you know what? It was like that night was crazy. Black president. Yay! Oh, Prop 8 passed. Oh, now I'm a second-class citizen. What the fuck? I was up here. Now I'm back down here. Actually, I'm lower. I dropped lower, you know, because there's a black woman, at least a black woman, I could do whatever, marry whoever, but there's a gay black woman, that's even lower. And, you know, and I think about it, I'm like, yeah, you know what, it is harder. It's harder. It's harder being gay than it is being black. It is. But there's some things that I had, there's some things that I had to do as gay that I didn't have to do as black. I didn't have to come out black. Parents down and tell them about my blackness. I didn't have to sit them down. Mom, Dad, I gotta tell y'all something. I hope you still love me. Mom, Dad, I'm black. What? What did she just say? Oh, Lord Jesus, she didn't say black, Lord. Did she say black? Mom, I'm black. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord Jesus. That's black, Lord. Oh, that's black,
Lord. If you pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It's time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
She was sitting at a bar in LAX, reading Cosmo how to have good sex, when she saw him walking through the security check. Well, she gave him a wink, said, come over here. Hey, hey, good looking, can I buy you a beer? It's like Nelly said, it's getting hot in here. Said I'm headed out to Vegas on a 747 in 35 minutes down to Gate 11. If you wanna get lucky, I'll take you to heaven. He said I got a
$1 million meeting up in New York City. If I ain't there, it'll be a crying pity. But something about you's too damn pretty. To him, we ain't got all night. So he reached up and turned off the overhead light. And by the time he landed, sure enough, it was more than love, but less than love. They were full-fledged members of the you-know-what club. She was dressed to the nines, drinking fine black label. He said,
I think I'm gonna cash out, buy you a diamond ring.
So they headed down the strip to the wedding chapel in a stretch limousine that was candy apple. Got married by a preacher man that looked just like the king. Yeah, they got caught up in a moment.
You know what time it is.
Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're about a minute out, so some of you all will not hear our final thoughts. Sorry about that. You can always catch it out or check it out later. Don't really give a damn if you do or you don't. All right, but anyway, we're going to lose some of you guys here in a minute, so appreciate you guys hanging out with us on a beautiful Saturday. We'll see you back on Wednesday, unless you want to partake in a very serious conversation tomorrow morning. God bless, and we'll see you then. But meanwhile, for those who may be on the line and those who may be listening in the archives, it is time for our final thoughts. But before we do that, Mr. Elias, what do you think about the Bubby song, man?
Yeah, it sucks, you know.
That's what I'm talking about, dog. That's what I'm talking about, dog. Big E, man, did you like the bump you sung, dog?
I don't hate Big and Rich, but I'm not a fan of that particular song of theirs. So I'm gonna have to pass on that one. It wasn't
that
exciting.
Thank you. Finally, a bump you song that I can say to y'all, bump y'all. I love it. All right, it's time for our final thoughts. So, why is it so loud? Jesus. All right, so now it's time for our final thoughts. Ladies are first, and Miss Terry, since you didn't say nothing during the whole damn show, we'll let you have final thoughts first. What's that?
That shit gave me a migraine.
You say something, you cut someone, tell me it's in your eye. One more time. One
hey,
more
Wanda
again.
Sykes
one more again.
Wanda Sykes cuts, Miss Terry can cut.
Anyway, everybody have a nice weekend, and today is the National Missing Children's National Holiday. So, I'm just praying someone comes home, a missing child, a runaway, someone comes home, or they found someone, and just everybody keep praying for the kids that are missing. And you know, that's it. I got a migraine. I'm telling you, that mess. That I don't even know what was that shit. What?
Get out of here, Miss Gillian. Get out of here. Get her ass out of here. Get out of here. She gone. Get out of here. Get her ass out of here. Get out of here. Bye. Get out of here. All right, thank you. All right, so now let's see. Can we go two for two? Let me, Callie, what, baby? Final thoughts, girl.
Well, my final thought is I went to another planet on that song. Okay, that it was so bad. It was like scratching chalk on a board. It was like I zoned out.
Fingernails on a chalkboard.
So yeah. Oh my God. It was just like, you know. And I don't hate on people, but oh my Lord, dude. I was just making sure I was listening for you to say Caliwood, so I knew to come in to say, oh my God, yo, dump it. If you have a dump it, a pump it, trash it, clash it. But you know what? But here's the deal. Keep your dream up. I don't want to crush anybody's dream, because I'm trying to sing. And if you know what, matter of fact, now after hearing that, I will never sing again. Matter of fact, you will never ever even hear my Caliwood theme song again. I'm done with that. The last thing I want to say is, Jay, Mr. Les, I respect what you guys do, and I thank and appreciate you when you let me come in and do what I do. And like I said, see through. All
I'm in.
That's all I got to
say. It's a done deal.
Okay.
It's a done deal. Thank you, Caliwood, baby. You know Big Daddy loves you. All right, Rich Sister.
When you talk like that, you make my panties wet. I just want to talk.
Stop being haters your whole life. Okay, Rich Sister, final thoughts, baby.
She's a shock. She can't think.
She'll be all right.
She's traumatized from the railroad.
I just want to say I had a great time. God bless y'all. Have a great weekend and have a great Memorial Day.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
I'm
going to
be eating,
right,
and mine's going to be great.
Well, we know that. All right, Big E, man, final thoughts.
Yeah, have to get behind you in line, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
No, it was a fun show. I love when we do music. We haven't done Name That Tune in a while. We should do that pretty soon.
We've never done Name That Tune tonight.
Huh?
We've never done Name That Tune.
No. Well, no, I always say that, but we... It's not Name That Tune. It's when we talk about who has the best decade of music. It's,
yeah.
We kind of throw it on and let people see how soon people can write. Yes, I named that tune. Okay. So
we'll
my final quote is this from Dr. Maya Angelou. She said, "There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. So tell your story and live your best life." That is my final thought. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will see you on Earnest Radio Network tomorrow night.
Cool beans. Thank you. Momo Beasley in the
cool
Easy.
Beans.
Our crime fighter.
Yes.
Our runner from crime.
Yes.
Our committing a crime.
Final
thought.
Yes.
She's fighting
and
arrested.
I heard this earlier, and I truly understand it and agree with it. And I was like, whoa, this is deep. It said, it went a little something like this. You could have everything, but it doesn't mean a thing unless it is the things that you want. And I thought about that. I'm like, yes, because there are a lot of things that I have or had in the past, and I thought it was my everything, but it wasn't nothing that I wanted. Like, yeah, you got money, yeah, you do this, you do that, but yeah, you're missing a few things here. So when people say, oh, you're so lucky you got here, you making this, you're doing that, but is that right? Maybe it's okay for you, but I'm looking for more than that. I'm looking for more than the materialistic things, and that's what the quote meant to me. You could have everything, but it doesn't mean a thing if it's not the things that you want. What you want is up to you. No amount of money can tell you, no amount of love or affection, it's whatever it is that you want which makes a difference, and that's what I like.
Right.
I loved it.
All right, baby.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Get that swing. Go ahead on, girl.
Yes.
Oh, that's a Grammy winner. And who let Evan tell us? We bring Miss Terry back. I told you we hit her and her ass is gone. All right, Miss Elias, man, final thoughts.
Whatever.
Well, you know, some, I gotta agree with Mama D. So when she said, if you don't got what you want, I want some booty. Because booty's more important than breathing.
Oh,
it's
God.
More important
that's right.
than water. I say, Momo B, let me tell you something. I like you and I want you. Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Yes, and I choose the hard way. I choose the hard way.
I'm still waiting for J. Ryle to give me a hard one. He said he's going to give me a hard one.
He didn't say that, didn't he? I'm going to give you a hard one.
That was nastier than the song.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Alrighty. So anyway, Mr. Is making we shut this show down.
Shut it down.
Are you sure? You going once? Going twice?
Make sure you open the phone. Stay.
You need to stay. I got some movies I got to watch. I got Iron Man 3
SAT's ain't over. Come on.
Well, there we go.
Hollywood, we've been on this show forever and a day. We are out of here.
Ernest, I did 5 hours of radio earlier today. We can do another 30 minutes.
Yeah,
hell no, girl. I don't know where you think you're at tonight, but this ain't Clear Channel. We got to get up and on out of here.
I'm going to get some booty later.
I got to go get ready.
I'm down with you, Hollywood.
Momo B, I got a date coming over later. I'm going to call you right in the middle of it.
Can you call me too?
She said, can you call me too?
Can you call me too, please?
Listen, if you girls want to party line that shit up, we can do it. It don't matter to me.
Ares, watch your mouth.
You got the number, 41800. I like that.
Why the site said the F word? Why can't I say something?
This person has been muted.
You see what y'all did? Y'all did it. Momo B, the cussing, all that, y'all did it. Y'all killed the show.
That's it.
They ain't killed the show. The show ain't over. Until it's over. Groove me. The party ain't over. It ain't over. Groove me.
Groove me.
Pass the olive oil and throw it over the phone.
Wow, Jay, really? You gonna disrespect me like that, Jay? Wow, Callie,
you keep talking, ain't you?
Go ahead, Callie, because I can't believe you would do that. Yo, Jay, I would never do nothing like that to you. My feelings are hurt.
Love. We like, oh my God, but I'm really sick. Like, my stomach is really hurt.
What are you talking about? Throw up and gagging. What are you doing?
Yeah. No, when Callie would be saying how sexy Jay is, how she want to be with him, I'd be getting sick for real.
Well, I'd like to throw some hot grease on you.
Hey, she ain't doing it. So, yeah, how you like this her?
I'd like to throw some hot grease on you.
Yeah, well, throw it. Shut the hell up. Yeah, damn it.
You people get your act together. I am sick of this crap.
Put it in the record book. It's 5. It's 5:40. If you never hear me call in again, you know that at 5:40 on May 25th, you broke my heart.
Yeah, whatever.
Momo B, we need some dance music. How about that?
Uh-oh, you got some?
There's one more thing you need to know before you leave tonight, Momo B.
You need pussy control.
That's all I got. To
say. Oh my God.
I got that. Yo, Ernie, you know, I don't know why.
You know what's gonna auto tune this. They're gonna cut this up. They're gonna make it seem like we were doing. You know what they're gonna do with this? So you know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna say I love you guys. I love you guys. So that y'all don't auto tune and cut this up and make it seem like something crazy of a show. You know these are all jokes. I know what y'all do.
Kelly, what you doing? What you doing tonight, Kelly? What you doing this weekend? Tell me what you doing so I can be there. What's up?
I'm going to Vegas in about 15 minutes. The car will be here to pick me up, and I'll be in Vegas.
Oh, my God. Well, good.
Momo
good
B,
you.
I'm going to be having sex later. I'm going to call you right in the middle of it. Don't think I'm not.
Okay. And I'll be right here waiting for the phone to ring. It will wonder.
You better get ready to pause that Roku because I'm going to be doing some, you know.
I want to hear it, too, Ernest. Don't tease me
at
this time. You must have the wrong one.
Ernest,
let me tell you something. I have done that before. I had a friend dare me to call him in the middle of, because he knew I was going to be hooking up with this dude. He said, call me in the middle of it. I'm like, okay. So I had him on speed dial, and I called his butt right in the middle of doing what I was doing.
Ernest, you know what? I triple dog dare you. How about that?
You know,
okay.
You can take
Listen, when you get a 405 number call in your house, you better know that it's Ernest getting some... A boot day.
Listen, I'm answering every call.
Ernest, I have to ask you a question.
Hollywood,
Ernest,
Based
on the interview I did with the author of Open Comedy, you know, Over Coffee, are you a bottom or a top? Because I now understand what that means. So are you a bottom or a top? I just need to know because, you know, I got a gay dictionary yesterday.
No, I am
so
laughing because I appreciate your candor in this. I am versatile. I like a little bit of everything. I started out as a bottom, and then I had a boyfriend that was a total bottom, so I had to do the other stuff. So I am all about all of it now. Why limit yourself?
All right, everybody, dance. All right, Ernest, thank you for keeping it real.
Listen, I can pitch or I can catch, girl. It don't matter to me none. I'm in the game no matter what. I'm in the dugout.
But what do you enjoy better? What do you enjoy better? Do you enjoy catching or pitching?
It really depends on the person. There are certain people that, you know, one thing is good, and then there's other people that I totally feel like flipping and doing something else. So it really depends on the other person.
It's about the vibe and the chemistry.
So if I'm with a person and I'm like, I'm just going to take that to town, then, you know, I'm gonna ride that horse. But other times, you know, it depends.
Okay, Ernest, my last question is, boy, look, do the kids.
Jay Ryle is
ever,
heaving right
ever,
now, by the way. Jay
ever,
Ryle is heaving up everything he's ever eaten.
Have you ever been
with a woman? Disconnected.
Go ahead, Callie.
Have you ever been with a woman?
I have been with a black woman one time when I was 19 in the military. I was too drunk to go all the way, so I went downtown on her for a little while, and that was it.
Why didn't you have the preference that she was black? You know what I'm saying? I went with a
because
black
I'm just
woman.
Because you asked the question, so I'm trying to be specific, and I'm trying to make you appreciate the moment even more.
Yeah, and actually, I kind of did. So did you enjoy it?
It wasn't bad. I wasn't grossed out by it, but I knew when it was over that it wasn't for me.
You know what? I came to the realization yesterday that my prom date and the first guy I ever slept with, they're both gay. So is my gaydar off? Like, how does that not happen again to me?
Well, in high school, I don't know how well of a gaydar or how good of a gaydar people have. But, you know, later in life, you tend to just know people and you don't, those kinds of things, you know them in every aspect. So your gaydar may not work on them. Whereas you see a stranger, you'd be like, oh, yeah, got that one right there. You know, so.
But then, because you can
you didn't turn them gay, Calliewood. That would be a whole different story. Did you turn these people gay? That's a whole different show right there.
Lord Jesus. How you turn so, like, you know, I was straight until I got with Calliewood. It would only be six people. So, you know what, Ernest? You know, I'm not turning people gay. But it's something that, it bothered me, but it was like something that I was like, okay, how come I didn't see it? You know what I'm saying? Because there are no signs.
Would it have mattered either way, though?
No, it didn't, because, you know, I'm not even going to say the age I was when I did what I did, but I did it because I didn't want to go up to grad school still a virgin, and he was my boy, and I didn't know he was as scared as I was. But no, I wouldn't have changed anything. You know, I wouldn't have changed anything because we're still good friends. And here's the deal. Neither of them have actually said that they are, but based on how they've lived their lives since then, they've never been with a woman, and the pictures that I see and their mannerism, it appears to me, allegedly, they might be.
Well, you know, look, and you know them just as people before any of that came in. So, you know, right. I always tell people that me being gay, you know, and we joke about it here on Saturday Edition and all that, and that's fine, the way we joke about being black or being gay or whatever. But ultimately, I tell people, I said, me being gay should be the least interesting thing about me. Because it's just, you know, it's not, I don't go around thinking, I don't know what gay thoughts are. Like when you go to the grocery store and you're picking out cereal, I'm like, what? You know, that's why I hate when people use the term lifestyle. I'm like, what kind of lifestyle are we doing? Because I'm just sitting around here on a Saturday night, ain't going anywhere, wearing my Vizio t-shirt and a pair of shorts. Is this a gay lifestyle? I don't know.
But and here's the thing, you're not flaunting it, but it seems like America's like pushing on you. It's almost like being straight. I feel like I have to defend myself being a straight woman, because it's like I say, oh, me and my girlfriend were hanging out. I have to go, oh no, not my girlfriend, my girl who's my friend, because I'm an African American woman who has short hair and has masculine tendency. I grew up with dudes. I played basketball, but I like men. But I'm tired of defending myself. It's America. It's like almost like I have to. It's like being straight is not normal. And then what is normal? Because being homosexual is just something you are.
I think normal is what is natural to you. You know, people often say that homosexuality is not natural. And I tell them, it's like, well, it's not natural to you because it's not in your nature. What's in our nature as people is what's natural to us. So, of course, a straight guy that loves women, like, you know, let's say Jay Ryle or something, if he were to come to me and go, well, I don't think that's natural, I'm like, well, it's not natural to you because you don't want to sleep with men. I don't want to sleep with women. That is not natural to me. It's not in my nature to be attracted to women. So, you know, what's normal is what we are happiest in and how we can live our best lives, not hurt anybody, and help those around us. That is what should be our normal.
I feel I should be walking around with a t-shirt that says, I'm straight, deal with it. Because if you're not gay, you're not in, you're not down, you're not popular.
Oh, listen, girl, I've been gay for 45 years. I'm not in any in crowd, so I don't think that way. We depend on you people to give us babies when we need to adopt. So
you said you people, and then at one point, and I'm not trying to be politically incorrect, but at one point, gay was you people, and now you just said you people to me as a being as straight. You see what I'm saying? Yo, Jay, is there anybody?
But I say it in humor, though. I said it in humor that we depend on you people to give us babies when we need to adopt. So, I mean, who else am I supposed to point to?
Oh, my God. So now
I mean, God knows I have tried, but I cannot reproduce. But God knows I've given it to college try from time to time.
So let me say it like this. You people over here, my eggs are capers, so ain't no child coming out of here. You know what I'm saying? I'm already naked from the hot glasses, from the dancing with Jay earlier, and now you talking about having babies because you we had an SAT test, and now you forming out uteruses so that gay guys could have babies. You know what? Momo, be you there? Jay Rob, is somebody else? What is this thing called?
I'm trying not to be here.
Oh, my Lord, Rich Sifter.
Rich
Sifter,
oh, my God, Rich Sifter. Oh, Jesus, I'm trying not to be here. She said, I'm trying not to be here. Holy shit. Now that, I have to write the time down because I have to take that part out and play that on my show again. J-Rock. Oh, my God, Rich Sister, that was hilarious. You said you were trying not to be here.
Callie, well, you know that you're on Earnest Radio Network as well right now, too, right?
Oh, no, I did not know that.
Well, because Earnest Radio Network and the TGR Radio Network, we do a simulcast on Saturday. So what you hear on Jay Ryle's side is what you hear on Earnest Radio Network's side. The commercials are different, but the broadcast is the same. So, yeah, and we're still taping right now. So we got 10 more minutes before they cut us off.
All right, so here's the deal. For 2 more minutes on Earnest's show, come to the Caliwood Awards August 10th here. here in L.A. The phone number is 213-280-7880. Kelly Price is performing. Joe Levy is performing. John John from Truth is performing. Tina Coleman is performing. It's going to be off the chain. Kalita Smith, Jack A. Harry. If you're not there, you're square. Ernest.
I love Jack A. Harry. I went to go see a taping of 227, but it was after Jack A. Harry left the show, so I didn't get to meet her.
Okay, I'm not going to act like I didn't say this, but have any of you guys seen the new show that they're doing where Jack A. Harry is a mother and Kalita Smith is married to the president, and it's a Byron Allen show that comes on Channel 9, The First Family? Has anybody seen that?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it, but I heard it wasn't.
Yeah, me the same. I've heard of it, but I've not seen it. I'm kind of limited in what I watch on TV, or I'd be in front of it all the time. So I kind of have to pick and choose what I watch, and I don't see a lot of things.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I don't.
We're going to act like I didn't say this. I'm going to create an alter ego, and her name is the Da-Da-Da-Da. And the Da-Da-Da-Da says that the show sucks. But I couldn't say nothing to them, or Tadaka Daka couldn't say nothing to them when they saw them the other night. And they were like, "We just got off work. Have you seen the show?" And Tadaka Daka was like, "Oh my God, yeah, it's great." But it sucks.
You're lying through your teeth, ain't you? Or Tadaka
Daka
was lying through
the teeth. Tadaka Daka lied.
Listen, it is almost 9 o'clock here on the East Coast, and I've had a wonderful time, but Ernest Radio Network needs to sign off and go get some dinner and then get on his, we're going out a little bit later, going on a date, so.
Well, Ernest Radio, thank you for having me. I love you. Rich Sister, thank you for, I can't even believe you're still here. And you know what,
she's just eavesdropping, that's all she's doing. She's just eavesdropping.
Yo, wait, she was ear hustling. Yo, she ear hustling.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't even know how
nobody's listening.
And let me tell you something, Hollywood. Let me tell you something. When you were asking me about the top and bottom thing, she was clutching them pearls so hard, she done broke the strand. I mean, you really probably put her on her ear after asking me the questions like that.
But here's the funny. I didn't know she was on the phone, so I was going to call her when the show was over. Now I don't even want to talk to her. Because I know she heard what I said. I ain't got nothing to say. I'm done.
Uh-huh.
Ernest, goodbye. Jackie, goodbye. You know what? The show, the music stopped. You know, it's really funny. When Jay and them hear this, they talk for 30 minutes after we hung up the phone because we could hold it down. Hello? Ernest? Jackie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So Jackie, wait. So Jackie, it's just me and you. Wait, so we could probably talk a little bit more. Like we should.
All the hosts of the show just jet it.
Right, so it's just me and you. So we can say anything we want. Yo, pull out the Bible and start reading Leviticus and start at chapter 1, page 1. Because Leviticus is a
manifestation.
Say what?
I need to after that conversation.
Exactly.
Olive oil over the whole phone.
Jay, you what's really funny is, like, if they do a bloopers reel, whatever, right? Like, we're still talking on this show, right? Like, we're really? Are we really? We have to be, because I didn't call you and you didn't call me. We both called into the show, correct?
Correct.
So okay, let's I'm gonna play. I'm gonna find some music. Let's see how long we get. Yo, so how was your day? Tell me about what you did today, Jackie. When I find some music.
Well, I was at the Los Angeles Black Business Expo. In fact, it's still going on right now. For those of you who are in the Los Angeles area, it's going on to 8 o'clock tonight at the West Angeles Cathedral, located at 3600 Crenshaw Boulevard, right there on the corner of Crenshaw and Exposition. It's located in what we call the hangar, which is like a parking area. So go out and check it out. It's going on to 8 o'clock. I went over yesterday and today. Got some pictures, got some interviews with some great folks, and I just encourage motivates me. You have the heart to be an entrepreneur. That's the place to be. So check it out. It's going on to 8 o'clock tonight.
Yo, Jackie, do you know how crazy this is that we've been able to hijack somebody else's show? So let's talk about the Caliwood Awards, right? So when they listen to the show at the end, it's like... So the Caliwood Awards are
well,
all
you better make it quick. We may have just 4 minutes.
Right, because see, I think it might, yeah, because it's 5:56, so I think this might end at 6 o'clock, right? So this
yeah.
So the Caliwood Awards are August 10th, 2013, and I've added some new elements to the Caliwood Awards. Jackie, I know you were listening to last night's show, but some other things happened on today's show. So here's the deal. The Caliwood Awards are going on August 10th, 2013 at 3100 The Rooftop. The red carpet starts at 5. The show starts at 6. From 6 to 8, maybe 9, is the award show. From 9 after, it is the after party. But joining the award show is Joe Levy, Lena. Oh, we already know Kelly Price. We already know John John from Troop. But then the Oracle is going to be there. Antrus is performing. We are doing it big. And then I just had, you know what? I'm going to keep a secret so you can tell it on your show on Monday. Because what do you do on Mondays on Thoughts for Vision?
Tuesday. Because it's Tuesday? Memorial Day, so Tuesday.
Okay, so what are you going to do on Tuesday that you would normally do on Monday?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and do a vision announcement Tuesday when I get back.
So on Tuesday, you will have more information and more things to tell you about. And the last thing I'm going to say is tomorrow, Sunday's best show has been picked as Blog Talk's pick of the day, the interview with Vanessa Williams that we did the other day. So we are all over Blog Talk. We're making it happen. So join us tomorrow for Sunday's Best for an hour with Cassandra Calloway, your host, and Vanessa Williams, the real Vanessa Williams, the actress. We're doing it big. We had fun. Did you have fun? You know, you're not going to be the, you know, we're going to get another pocket carry the purse person. You cool?
Yeah, but I had a good time with you on Thursday night. It was great.
But you know it's going to even be more fun, right?
Yeah.
The Caliwood Awards.
Awards.
The Caliwood Awards is going to be on the
stage. And it's going to be at Rooftop 3100, located at 3100 Wilshire Boulevard in downtown L.A., a really great place. So come out
this
Saturday,
so
August 10th, okay?
So here's the deal. The song I'm going to come out on this, we're going to end this show on this. This is how we do it. Yo, Rich, sister, I love you. Here we go.
Whatever you need. Anything.